Okay.
Have that immediate contact with those friendly people.
Goddamn. Hello, Don Mike Show. You know, guy calls up with his radio blaring. I say, turn your radio down. Then there's silence. And then I say, it's a big knob. Turn it to the left. And the guy says, F you, like I'm the idiot.
Well, F you.
Well, F you. Hello?
Oh, dear.
All right.
This may be the first snafu.
No. Not a snafu.
Everything working okay?
Yeah, everything is fine. I'm just going to leave the phones alone for a second because I know that the telephones work. I see the lines ringing. And the best part about this arrangement with the new telephone arrangement is that our producer, Charles Broyhill,
yes,
will not be in the room with us during the show.
Ah, yes. He will be out talking to the peoples.
Yes, Charlie Broyhill is actually screening the calls. I do want to start today by saying hello to my wonderful wife, who showed me yet another way that she can ruin anything good that I try to do for her.
What happened?
This is a first. Mother's Day.
Yes.
Now, I didn't know what to get her for Mother's Day, and I'd been dropping a bunch of hints and junk, and she finally just came out and she said, well, listen, what I would really like is a gold bracelet.
That's nice. Pretty, pretty easy to acquire that. They sell them at a lot of places.
So I went to the jewelry store, and I got her. I actually took some time, looked at it, found the one that I like.
Took some time? How much time did you take?
Maybe 60 seconds. Well, now, you watch it, or I'm going to let some of your secrets go.
I know, no, I'm not. I'm
see,
sorry.
See,
go
the
ahead.
Thing is, Mike has the benefit of knowing that the day that I bought the bracelet, I came in and I said to him, you
yes,
know.
Yes, I remember that story. That's why I said that.
What a great process it was that I go into this place where the guy knows me, and I said, listen, Frieda likes a bracelet, and he pulled out some, and I said, I'll take that one.
I don't think you and I are unusual among men. I think most men are the same way. When they're shopping for something, specifically something like a piece of jewelry, you go in, you look at it, you go, that looks fine, and you do it, and you're in and out probably in less than 20 minutes.
So I get the one. Well, in this case, I was in and out in less than 5 minutes. But there were only four gold bracelets in the store, and
that's
I
right.
bought the one that had little hearts, with little hearts that are connected by little bands of gold.
That's pretty bad.
And I thought it was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to her on Mother's Day, and I gave it to her, and she put it on, and she said, oh, it's beautiful. I love it. Thank you. And as I always say with her, and it's a courtesy, nothing that I've ever meant literally, I said, you know, if you don't like it, you can bring it back. And she said, no, there's no way that I would. This is wonderful. Thank you. It's lovely. Well, this morning I'm getting back from taking Bart to school, and I'm getting ready to get the bag to go on the airplane. She comes downstairs, and she says, what do you think of this? She holds her wrist out in front of me, and I said, well, what is that? And she said, it's your Mother's Day gift.
Oh, no.
And I said, that's not what I got you. And
oh,
she
man.
Said,
she took jewelry back?
She said, I took it back.
Uh-oh.
And I said, well, why'd you take it back? And she said, because you said I could. I said, well, yes, I said you could, but I didn't mean you could when I said you could.
You know, you think of clothing as something you take back. You don't think of jewelry because, I mean, jewelry, you know, is basically one size fits all. You get it sized and it's a sentimental value.
No, she just found another new way to break my heart.
You were hurt.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Absolutely. I mean, take out of the equation the fact that I spent maybe 60 seconds picking it out.
Was the piece of jewelry that she returned with, was that greater in value than the...
She said, and this is where it gets hinky.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll give Buzz a plug for that word hinky.
Sure.
She said, and guess what? It cost exactly the same as the one you got me. Isn't that funny how it worked out that it cost exactly the same?
Exactly the same thing.
And, I didn't have time to ask her for the receipt or anything, so I just said, okay, whatever.
Man, that's got to feel a little weird because it's two different levels. Number one, the sentimental value of what you're giving her is kind of thrown out the window. But number two, she's kind of saying, you know, what you picked out was ugly and what I can pick out is nice.
Yeah, and coming on the heels of what I always get on these holidays that aren't really holidays.
Right.
Like Mother's Day was not really a holiday.
Right.
I get for the 3-week build up to Mother's Day, don't get me anything.
Mm-hmm.
It really, listen, all I need from you is your love.
Right.
All I need is a handwritten card, but I feel bad for the man who shows up without a gift for his wife on Mother's Day.
I would say you can use that as emotional leverage in the future. You can use that. You should communicate your level of hurt so that, in the future, when you come up with a lesser gift, because I think a gold bracelet's right up there, way up there for Mother's Day.
Think it's and it was a nice girly thing that had like hearts and junk on it. And she just
what's
the
new one look like?
It's a plain one.
A plain, simple one.
It's just a plain thing. I mean, I could have picked that one out in 30 seconds.
Take it back, honey.
So she took it back. So just another fantastic reason to get married, guys. even after 18 years, it never freaking stops.
Wow.
Okay, now listen also about marriage. I want to say something before this show goes on tonight. I'm so pissed at Frasier. And I'll tell you why I'm pissed at Frasier, the TV show Frasier.
Because their promos are revealing the entire plot?
No, because once again, they are dicking around with Niles and Daphne.
Right, Niles and Daphne, who have loved one another since the show began.
And you know that Niles and Daphne are not going to get together.
Right, they're not?
No, it's going to be a cliffhanger tonight, and it's going to be something that leaves you in limbo for 6 months. And then when they come back at the end of 6 months, Niles and Daphne are not ever going to get together. And frankly, I'm tired. To being dicked around by them.
Is it going
to
be like the West Wing where there's gunfire at the end of it?
Oh, that would be a great ending to Frasier if they'd all start shooting each other.
Yeah. For all the fans of the West Wing, they left us with one of those. Wait, no, no, no.
That,
you want to talk about a cliffhanger. I mean, you just see the gunfire and then that's it. You don't get an explanation as to who's coming back, who's dead, who's alive, what's going on.
But the West Wing's only been on for 1 year. Frasier has been on for how long? 7, 8 years, something like that. And every
so
year.
Did you read that they're not going to get there, so there's no way they're going to get together,
no,
or are you just assuming they're not going to get together?
This is me, television genius,
right,
telling you that by the end of the episode tonight,
they will not be together.
Well,
no.
They couldn't because it kind of would screw up the show.
Right.
Daphne is supposed to marry the lawyer guy.
Right.
And I would bet that probably Niles comes in at the last minute and says, I love you, and that's how they fade out. And then when they bring it back next year for the first episode, Daphne will think that Niles was thinking, I love you, to her, when actually he was talking like to somebody behind her, because that's the crap the way that they treat us on television.
Well, you're right. They won't get together. If you remember, maybe 10 days ago, we had a story in which Jane Leaves, the actress who plays Daphne, said that she was upset with NBC because of the way they were promoting it.
Get your lips right on that microphone, baby.
All right.
Right there. See, that's better.
Hello there.
You want to leave New York with a herpy.
Right on,
Buzz.
That's better.
Anyway, she says she was disappointed in the network for the way they promoted it and that they're not going to get together.
All right, now, Mike, you have your mouth is... Your mouth is too close to the microphone.
Okay, let me pull it away.
Okay, pull it away.
It's hard to speak.
Pull it away.
Very hard to speak.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Pull it away. So anyway, what's she saying? What that Daffy Bird saying?
She was just ticked off at the network for misleading people about them getting together. She said it's not going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think she's doing that as a smokescreen?
No, I think she was really steamed.
See, what they're afraid of, what the people who run Frasier are afraid of, is that if Niles finally bags Daphne,
right,
and if he finally does it with her, which incidentally we all know is impossible since Niles really likes a good VAF, but if Niles was to get together with Daphne, suddenly people would stop watching the show because there wouldn't be that incredible sexual tension between them.
That's right.
And I, for one, have never bought the sexual tension. I just hate having...
You hate being toyed with.
Yeah, I hate being played with, like a cat with a ball of yarn. It's like, are they going to get together or not? Nah. You got to wait 6 more months.
I think that sucks.
Screw them.
I think it's a tired storyline anyway. I mean, I really think they've gone to the well with it. They ought to do something. I'd be happier if they actually did get married. And then, you know, and then that you just move into another, you know, bring... The shows, sitcoms have shelf lives. You have to be an incredible sitcom to last more than 4 years. You really do. Because otherwise, you see... You know, how many of these sitcoms do you see? Even Friends, going with the marriage card again. Because
right.
They run out of ideas.
Yeah, that's the big
limit.
Thing tonight.
Sure.
That Tom Selleck is going to tell Courtney Cox he wants to marry her.
But Friends is smart because they are bringing in guys like Tom Selleck, guys like Bruce Willis, and I think that's what sitcoms should do, as opposed to, you know, giving Jamie Farr... You know, a full role on MASH. You know, they should bring outside big stars in to prop the show up.
And you know, MASH went downhill when Klinger took his dress off.
Yeah.
As soon as he started dressing like a regular guy.
Oh, absolutely.
That's when that show went down the crapper. All right, so F you, Frasier. Hello, Don and Mike show. And incidentally, the point of that entire exercise was, I could say, that is the reason I will not be watching Frasier tonight, and I will be having my usual 4 to 8 cocktails.
4 to 8?
With you boys when we go out to dinner tonight.
Oh, my God.
Rob and I were already discussing, well, do you think it'll be a 4 martini night? Do you think it'll be a 5 martini night?
I won't be drinking tonight, boys.
Good for you.
No.
Somebody's lying.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hello?
Don.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
This is Dean. Hey, does your wife ever buy her own gifts for herself?
Yeah, sure. Of course she does.
Yeah. Does that take all the fun out of it or what?
No, I would rather she would do that because that way I know she's happy.
Well, it's not gifts, though. I mean, she buys stuff she wants. It's not...
I know,
but... She doesn't wrap it up and take it home and open it and say, wow.
No, but she does...
No.
She buys stuff for herself all the time.
But my wife, for Mother's Day a month ago, said, don't bother buying me anything. I already got what I wanted.
I hear that a lot.
there.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
That's a trap, too, because she says, don't get me anything. I already got something I want. Mm-hmm. Then on Mother's Day, you know, I pity the schmuck who comes down with nothing and says, well, you told me not to get you anything.
My wife said it to me this year. My wife specifically said that.
Said what?
She said to me that she's buying her own gift. She said, don't get me a gift. I'm buying my own gift. And then she told me what she got on Mother's Day.
What did she get?
A jet.
Really?
A jet.
Wow.
No,
didn't your wife tell you that all she wants for Mother's Day is to cut the grass?
She did. She has done. I would like to really send out props to my wife, which I rarely do on this show. She has really, like, done all this landscaping. She's cutting the grass now. And she has done professional quality landscaping in the front of our house, like with shrubbery and flowers and mulch beds.
Bush.
And I came out the other day after having some breakfast, and I came out in my underwear on the front porch, and she was just, sweat was dripping off her, and she was trying to get through this very hard clay soil that we have out where I live, and she's ripping up sod and putting in mulch beds, and she's like going through rocks and stuff, and she was really, really struggling with this like rototiller that she had, and her arms are shaking, like, and she's only 4'10 and a half, and her arms are shaking like this, and I looked at her, and I said, hold on a second, hold on. I said, you hang in there. And I went back inside.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, I wanted to sympathize with you.
I know it's the truth. Hello.
Hi, Don. I just wanted to sympathize with you. Yeah. You know, after you put the thought into getting that gift for Frieda and she took it back, and the only thing worse than that is somebody that lives in a glass house, somebody that would say how terrible that is, and then return their golf sandals. Mike, you broke Don's heart.
Do you ever forget? Do you ever forget? Let me take you back.
Everybody
a step
lives to break my heart.
Let me remind you.
Oh, now he's going to bring up the Slam
Let
Man.
Let me remind you of a little product, an incredible gift called the Slam Man, that it was endorsed by the entire Van Patten family, that Don just immediately threw back and took back and got something else.
We got cool walkie-talkies, though, out of that.
That's right.
The cool walkie-talkies that we used out of Walt Disney World.
That is a cool thing. And the Slam Man, I will admit, you know, in hindsight, it's not something I would want in my basement.
And I believe at some point you're going to look back at those sandals I got you that have golf spikes on them, and you're going to say, that was a great idea.
You know, I love sandals, and I love golf. It's just, I don't think I could deal with the grief. I have not seen footwear. Any of my guys that I play with, I have not seen that footwear. I've seen a lot of goofy stuff, but I play with a traditional group of people. And I got...
So peer pressure is the reason that you never wore those.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if it was just comfort, I'd probably give it a shot.
You know what I saw on the airplane today in that stupid gift catalog where they try to sell you junk that you would only buy because you're trapped on an airplane?
Sky Mall.
I saw a pair of shoes for gardening.
Right.
You guys see these?
I've seen these.
And they have these big-ass spikes on the bottom of them. And you're supposed to be able, like, to fertilize your lawn or something.
Oh, you're supposed to aerate.
While you walk around.
It's like sandals with nails on the bottom, and it just pokes holes in your yard. You have to cover every inch of your lawn.
Ridiculous.
Aerate the lawn with sandals.
But I thought of you when I saw those, Mike.
You know, I might try those.
I know you have a birthday coming up.
I do indeed. Maybe the aeration sandals.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hi, Don and Mike.
Hello, buddy.
I wanted to ask you how your thoughts on the 90210 last night, if you watched it. Well, you were talking about Frasier and all these, you know.
Yeah, but didn't we discuss yesterday how none of us really watch 90210, right?
Yeah, well, I just thought maybe it'd be the last one after, you know,
I just
want
to say I'm at a decided disadvantage from yesterday's show. I don't have that People magazine with all the names of the characters.
You know, you started to say like a discharge. You said, I'm at a decided disadvantage.
I've got to be so damn close to this microphone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, it's time for Name That Tune with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You have a tune for us?
I got a few. I got a series of songs from the 70s, 80s, and a couple from the early 90s. You got to be the first to guess the song.
All right.
Some are easy and some are hard. You ready for your first song?
Yes. Don's real good at this.
Let's go.
You know,
here
I don't know if I can do it.
Oh, Mickey.
Very good. That's one for Don.
Mickey.
Next song. Here we go.
Alanis. No. Black Velvet.
Don, 2-0. Third song. Ready?
Pure Prairie League. Amy.
Amy.
I don't know who got that one. You fight about
I'll
it.
I'll give it to Mike.
Thank you.
Here we go. Song number 4.
Billy Idol. I had it first.
first.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, you guys are doing pretty good.
We've established the rules already of the game, you see. If you mention artist or song, as long as you're first, to shout out.
And sad to say that this is like one of our only true talents.
Yeah.
Right here. Being able to identify records like some goddamn idiot savant in the first 10 seconds.
I love this game.
All right, go ahead. Low Rider.
You are good.
Wow.
Okay, next song. Here we go.
Is that Achy Breaky Heart?
That's Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, man. What are you, like, 6-1?
Here we go.
Like some fag group like Pet Shop Boys?
What's that?
Is it a fag group like the Pet Shop Boys?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's the Pet Shop Boys.
I'll give it to you. It's Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
No, it's not the Pet Shop Boys. I'm sorry. Right. That's incorrect.
You ready for your next song?
Yes.
Here we go.
That's Lump.
That's right. That's Lump.
See, he's getting more contemporary.
Presidents of the United States.
And I am falling further into the abyss.
Here we go. Got a few more for you.
Okay. Just a Gigolo.
Oh, you're too good.
David
song.
Whip It.
Oh, I thought I was going to get you on that one.
Devo.
Here we go.
Was it Devo?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it was.
Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Man. Wow. You're taking the fun out of this. Next song, ready?
Sea of Love.
Okay. Very good. Hang on. Two more?
Okay, two more. Go ahead.
I got several more, but here we go the next one.
Just checked in to see what condition my condition was in.
No. Keep listening.
Oh, in a Gata de Vida.
Oh, yeah. All right, here's another one. Ready?
It's Donnie and Marie.
What's the name of the song?
Puppy Love.
Yeah, Puppy Love. You got it.
Puppy Love.
Want a few more?
You know, let's add them all up, and what's the one that, you know, old Fagola gets?
All right, let's do one more. Give us one more.
Okay, here we go.
Jailbreak.
Beautiful.
Tonight
there's gonna be a jailbreak.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Jesus.
Congratulations.
What a colossal waste of time that was.
But you are the victor.
Yeah, you're the victor of the world's dumbest game.
Hey, but I got Puppy Love.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. My name is Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda. We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to let you know or let your audience know that when the gentlemen say, ladies, don't worry, if you don't like it, you can exchange it, don't take the guys up on it. I actually exchanged my engagement ring. And he has never let me hear the end of it. Oh.
Thank you. Linda Cunny. Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
No, listen. Wait a second. In defense, it was an engagement ring of diamonds and emeralds, and I never realized that emeralds were so breakable. And I had probably broken that ring three or four times.
Emeralds are breakable, honey.
Well, they are.
Emeralds are breakable.
Anyway, ladies, just grin and bear it and accept what the guys give you.
Right.
I don't want an emerald because it's breakable.
Are you done?
I'll give you something, honey. I'll give you something right now. You can't wear it on your finger, though.
That's right.
I'll give you something.
But it's a necklace.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hola.
Don and Mike Show?
Right.
Hey, I'm calling from New York. I want to know if I can try out for the Secret Town.
Yes. You know, we're here. We're in your fine city right now.
Yeah, I heard.
Yes. What's your name, sir?
Vlad.
Vlad.
Vlad the Impaler?
Yeah.
Vlad, where are you calling from in the New York area?
Brooklyn.
All right, my friend. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Not even going to give you the build-up. Here's the sound. Go ahead. Guess it. Good luck. What is it?
Is it a suitcase?
No, it is not a suitcase.
Sorry, Vlad.
Thank you, Vlad.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, you're very welcome. Anytime anyone from New York calls because they can't hear the show live, we, of course, give them an immediate shot at the secret sound.
And, of course, we'll be playing by the honor system.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys, I've got a question for Mike.
Yes?
Hey, Mike, are you going to get a little mini massage and log a little time with Angela tonight?
You know, what am I saying? I'm not going to be watching any television tonight.
No, we're all going out tonight.
I'll be matching drinks with Don at the restaurant.
Well, you got to record it. It's a murder she wrote tonight, man.
I tell you, I share Rob Spiewak's excitement about Lansbury. I really do. I think she's wonderful. In fact, before I came over here in the hotel, I was watching a little movie that was starring Angela Lansbury.
You know what? Hold on. I lost everything in my headphones. Wait a minute.
What was the movie?
I lost. Can you hear me?
Can I? Yeah.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry. I was just making my lips move. I apologize.
What did I do, Rob?
I don't know.
I effed something up. Hold on.
Fell while I was talking to this guy.
I can't hear anything.
Hold on.
Now, this is dangerous because all I'm going to do now is just start pressing buttons.
Now, he just. Uh-oh. There was a little something that happened when you pressed that last
something
one.
Something there?
He kind of dropped out there.
Hello?
Hello? Hey,
check out underneath the console.
Hello?
See, check the amps over there.
Hold on. Here is our producer, Chuck Broyhill. Chuck, I can't hear nothing.
Anything.
I can't hear anything.
All hell's broken.
Hey, I like hearing you make grammatical corrections there, Mr. Broyhill.
I'm blind.
I'm so good with the grammar.
Really, my headphones are totally dead.
You can't hear anything?
I can't hear anything.
And how did you hear me just then?
How did you hear me?
Okay, here we go.
Can you hear me?
Now he's doing exactly what I just did. He's just pressing buttons. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Pete.
Yay. Hi, Pete.
Our New York engineer. Celebrity he most resembles, Eugene Levy.
All right.
Pete?
No audio in there.
I can't. He fixed it.
Look at that one button. Way to go,
Peter.
Son of a bitch, he fixed it.
That's
good job, Pete.
Hey, Pete, grab a microphone, buddy.
Come here. It's time to meet one of the WNEW employees.
Here you go. This guy, I guess, has been here since.
Alan.
No, you just did it to me again.
He asked me so he could fix it in the future.
All right, well, don't do that. Pete, you have been here how long? Since this building was built? How long have you been here?
Actually, I was into the microphone.
Yeah, right up close. You're an engineer. You should know that, Pete.
Longer than I'd like to admit.
Longer than you'd like to admit. How old are you, Pete?
Do I have to give out my age?
Yeah. How old are you?
62.
62? Wow. You don't look a day over 65, Pete.
Aren't you near that mandatory CBS retirement age?
Not really.
Not really. Pete, I want to give you the sex quiz, okay?
Oh.
Come on, Pete.
You want to take the sex quiz, Pete?
Come on, Pete.
I led a very boring life.
All right, we'll find out,
we'll
Pete.
Find out if you're a Boy Scout.
This is Pete, our New York engineer.
Mm-hmm.
He is the New York equivalent of Wendell Hall.
Very good.
Pete, the engineer, have you ever engaged in three-way or more sex?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex while menstruating?
Or no. Your partner is what they're talking about.
Oh, no, no.
No, never. Pete, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
No.
Peter, talk to us. Be honest.
Pete, have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Pete, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
Oh, he is boring.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Not by the other engineers?
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
No.
Have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Yay! Yeah, way
finally.
To go, Pete.
Finally.
Way to go, Pete.
Pete, have you ever had a one-night stand or had sex with a stranger?
No.
And finally, Pete, what is your total number of sexual partners?
It's only about five.
Only about five.
He's
only
a
about
Boy Scout.
Five. Jesus Christ.
He might be our all-time Boy Scout.
Yeah, I think so. Buzzy, what was Pete's score?
Coming in second, right behind Mother Teresa, Pete only had one yes.
One yes answer.
Pete, you're a Boy Scout. Congratulations.
Pete, we're going to take you out tonight and get you laid. I swear to God we are. We're going to find you the finest woman that the streets of New York have to offer.
The streets of New York.
For Pete, our New York engineer.
Way to go, Pete.
Thank you very much for fixing the headphones, Pete.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you, Pete.
Bye-bye.
Have fun sitting out in the coffee room.
That's Pete.
All the other guys.
That's
out
Pete.
There.
Like all the engineers at NEW, all they do is sit around and eat.
Are they drinking coffee out there? No, they seem to have gone to different parts of the building now.
Although Pete jumped right in here when you needed some WD-40 a while ago.
Yeah, so I could move this around, see?
Yeah.
You can't hear that. Before, you could hear a lot of it.
That's seamless.
That's Pete's work.
A little Eugene Levy, a little Floyd the Barber.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so right.
And the teeth of Vince Lombardi.
Yes, as he is now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Steve, they're that bad, Mike.
Yes, they are.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was at the Kathy Lee appearance today.
Oh, so was our very own Lisa the Nympho. We're going to be hearing her tape in just a moment.
She was beautiful. I mean, she looks much better than she does on television.
Who was beautiful?
Kathy Lee.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see her. But let me tell you what I said, okay?
No, hold on. Tell me something. Is this the Cher lady?
Oh, yeah.
It's the Cher lady. Okay, what Cher lady?
Well, I said to her, I put on a big southern accent. I said, you are a modern-day Scarlett O'Hara. You keep coming back and back and back. And she goes, I know, I love my potatoes. And then I said to her, I named my baby after you, Kathy Lee. She loved it.
Okay, thank you, Cher Lady.
Oh, wait, can I sing like Cher when I go?
Yeah, that's the only reason I like you to call. I mean, everybody else hates you, so please, please sing like Cher.
I don't even like it when you sing like Cher.
Oh, go ahead, honey.
Mike, I know you love me.
No, I don't.
I know it. I can feel the love.
No, come on, baby, just sing.
I don't.
And the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. Drum beats pounding rhythm to the brain.
Come on, admit it.
No, I'm smiling because of all you guys' reactions.
Something about her. There really is. Hey, did I just see the Kumar walk by?
The Kumari?
Really? Nadine.
Did the Egyptian Kumari just walk by?
Nadine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Got a question for Don and Mike.
Yes, we're here. Hello.
Okay.
Okay.
Who has green hands that smell like pork?
Kermit the Frog, come on.
Oh.
That's friggin' douchebag.
That's terrible. Don't
come
ever
on,
do that.
Please.
Again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Jesus Christ. What's green and goes 25 miles an hour? Frog in a blender.
Bada bing. That's ancient.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, ma'am. Hello there.
It's Gladys.
Gladys,
right
Gladys.
After the Cher Lady.
Wow.
What incredible perfect timing you have, Gladys.
I know it, don't I always?
Gladys, aren't you on some kind of restriction? Hold on, Rob
no.
has your restriction.
Yes, you're not allowed to call till July now.
That's a lie.
That's a God's honest truth.
It is not.
That's the truth. It is the truth. July.
Hey, you want to listen to the tape?
No.
Tape of what?
The last time I called was April.
Hey, you're upsetting your bird.
Yeah, but you borrowed...
Oh, that bird I'm ready to kill.
That's nice. Now, Gladys.
Yeah, I got bit by a snake yesterday.
Is the snake all right?
No, he's dead.
The bird got bitten by a snake?
No, I did.
Gladys did.
Oh,
bit my right thumb off.
What kind of snake?
Oh, it was not poisonous, unfortunately, right?
It was a Gladys snake.
Right.
It was a Wichita.
Gladys, really? Honey, you're not allowed to call us.
Yes,
until...
I am.
No.
I am allowed.
No.
Yes, I am.
No.
I called in April,
no.
And this is my May call.
I think there was a special...
No, sir.
We only let this crazy bitch call us once
a
month.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Okay. That was a term of endearment, Gladys.
No, it wasn't. Not from you, it was.
Yes, it was.
You really wound up today.
Hey,
Gladys...
Crazy bitch.
Gladys, you're really wound up today. What's your problem?
Oh, I'm getting ready. I'm baking cakes and pies, and I get bit by the snake. And
Gladys?
What?
Don't overcook that cake.
It's already cooked.
It'll be dry.
Yeah, it's already cooked.
And don't forget how arid she is.
Yeah, dry cake.
Hey, you guys, I'm coming to New York City.
Gladys, the gonad gobbler.
I'll stop. Hey, listen, I'm going to come see you.
Sergeant Kravitz from the Air Force Base.
Yeah.
She was hotter then.
Oh, I was.
Come on.
I was.
Gladys, I'm going to hang up on you.
Oh, please don't. Hey, Don, don't.
Hey, Gladys, what are you going to do in New York City? You going to camp out at like 4:30 in the morning, go to the TV shows, and then come over here and sit in our lobby for 2 hours?
No, I'm going to Connecticut, meeting one sister.
No, I'll tell you, Gladys Kravitz, is that you hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
She is the prototype.
Absolutely.
For the idiot that stands out in front of the Today Show with a sign that says,
I'm the only idiot that would sit in the lobby down in Wichita for 4 hours.
Yeah, you'll be out in front of the Today Show.
I wouldn't do that for anybody. Else but you guys.
You'll sit out there with a dead snake in your hand. All right, Gladys.
All right, I am coming to see you on a Friday
in
New York City.
I'll let this one slide today, but I don't want to hear from you again until July.
No, sir, June.
No, July.
July.
I will send Rob the tape. I have it on tape.
Send Rob the tape.
I will. I promise I will.
Thank you.
I'll see you guys on a Friday. You'll
right,
be
goodbye,
surprised.
Goodbye. Jesus.
Christ. She was as turbo obnoxious as she's ever been.
Wound up she was. She's a giant fan of this show. We have no bigger supporter than Gladys Kravitz.
You sounded a little like Yoda just then. Wound up she was.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Okay, this is going back a little bit towards yesterday, but... I was reading in the Post this morning, in the Metro section, I'm down in D.C., it says a GW athlete was charged with sexual assault. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, blow his cover or nothing.
Right.
But, quoting the Post, the defendant forced his accompaniment at gunpoint to perform oral sodomy on him. Now, what would that be considered by yesterday's game?
Hold it. If you're going to read a news story, read it correctly. Forced his accompaniment?
Well, here, I'll
be
honest. Hold on, Mike. I can't read it. It's C-O-M-P-L, complainant, I guess. I can't read, I'm sorry. I went to public school.
Complaint?
What is
it? Well, it's complainant.
Complain it. It's a
complaint with
the person that's filed the charges
right.
against.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
It's just, I was totally confused when you said accompaniment.
Right.
I'm sorry, man.
Okay, you, the second violin. So what is the question?
Well, they say that the person who filed the report against him was ordered to perform oral sodomy on him. Now, what is that called?
A BJ.
No. Oral sodomy.
No,
oral sodomy is up
when
the,
it comes
the
to,
no-no
when,
spot.
When it comes to the law, sodomy can refer to any sex act.
Oh, I mean, really? I thought it was just
we
no
have
up
had,
to no-no.
We've had giant talks about sodomy. At one point, didn't we even talk about Sodomy the Musical?
Sodomy.
I know we did.
Oh, sodomy.
I know we've had discussions about what sodomy is,
right.
And that is the answer that we've heard. It can be any sex act that you want it to be.
Let's go to our sodomy expert right
Buzz.
Now, Buzz Burbank.
Buzz.
Sodomy is a legal term, and it can mean oral sex or anal sex when used in a criminal context.
Mr. Sodomy, Buzz Burbank.
There's your answer.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Don and Mike. You guys rule.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Glad we could help you.
Take care.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hey.
Next time you get Gladys call in, and you get that Jingle Boys mom and the share lady, can we do a vagina monologue on them all?
Yeah, and then we'll sodomize them with a baseball bat.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No, I'll tell you right now, Gladys is probably raising her eyebrows next to her birdcage.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. We got to do a break. Hello.
Oh, come on, ladies. For Pete's sake.
Right.
Okay, I guess that was directed towards Gladys and the share lady.
Thank you. Let's break. So I want to hear Lisa's tape.
All right.
And other stuff on today's show. But first, the toe-tapping touchstones. And it's your first chance today to win $500 if you know the secret sound.
Very exciting.
Be the 100th person to call Toya. Call Lisa. Standing by. Along with Charles Loring Broyhill answering the phones today. 877-365-3636. Be call 100 and we'll be right back.
That's the right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patchell. Patchell, congratulations. We
Thank
had five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
I'm a computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. Yes. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
Fine. All right, good.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Regis should have asked that guy who's never enjoyed a VAF, a big VAF. Big VAF while watching Millionaire.
Man, I don't mean, yeah, man.
Buzz, give us that little test you were just giving us during the commercial.
Crest has been shown to be a decay preventive dentifrice, proven to be of significant value when used in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care. Council on Dental Therapeutics, American Dental Association.
Not only am I amazed that you do that off the top of your head, but... Right. They actually fixed Buzz's microphone. Buzz's microphone had sounded very weak during the opening segment.
Sounds better now.
Yeah. So listen to him. Yeah, okay, Barry White. All right, watch it. We'll turn it back down.
I think mine's softer.
Yours is plenty hard, Mike.
No, I think it's soft after they fixed Buzz's.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am caller 100.
Right, yes you are. What's your name, my friend?
Rich.
Hi, Rich. Where are you calling from?
Worcester, Mass.
Rich, caller number 100, and here you go. You've won the VHS copy of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, now available in a digitally remastered format on sale at video stores everywhere. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for tomorrow's weekly giveaway. Tomorrow, somebody wins a trip to Los Angeles to tour the Warner Brothers Studios from the WB and ATA Airlines. Watch the new Buffy Tuesday night at 8, 7 Central, only on the WB. Now, you ready to go for big money?
You betcha.
Here we go. $500 on the line with the secret sound. We'll play you the sound. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Bob Goulet.
Bob Goulet, all the way. And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Caller. Maybe Dude Walker's had a couple martinis already.
Caller.
Hey, caller. Hey, caller. Name that sound.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. What is the sound?
Dishwasher closing and latching.
No, we are sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. Thank you, though. Don't forget that every guest
is a clue.
Clue
for you.
Clue for you.
That is a tough sound.
Hold on a second. You're
thank
close,
you.
Though. Remember, it's something that regular listeners of this show
need
very rarely hear.
Ah.
Not something they need, but something that they very rarely hear.
Okay.
All right, now, back at the studios back at home in D.C., we have the lovely Lisa the Nympho, who today went to see Connie Lee Gifford when she was signing her album at Tower Records.
Now, did Lisa finally make contact with Kathy Lee?
I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what happened. We've all been kind of waiting all afternoon to hear what's going on.
Okay.
So let's bring her in now. I mean, I wish she was here now. She's back at home. Lisa, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Hello. Did you dress nice and conservatively for Connie Lee today?
Yes, I did.
What did you wear?
I have on, well, I don't know. My shirt's a little tight on the tight side, but a cute lavender shirt and a long kind of lavender printed skirt and
lavender. You just can't do it, can you, Lisa?
You know what? Talking to her without seeing her, it's almost phone sexy, isn't it?
And
now I wonder, you know, this must be what people who listen to the show wonder, why they constantly call and say, what does that girl or that girl look like?
Yeah, as Lisa was slowly describing her outfit.
Because we know what she looks like. We see her every day, but suddenly we're here and she's there.
That's right. It's interesting, isn't it?
So you're dressed very conservatively.
I guess. Jimmy, is this conservative?
It's not even a little bit conservative. It's very tight and very form-fitting and very nice.
See, that's what I was saying. When I was hearing her describe her outfit, it doesn't sound conservative at all. So did you look a little floozy-like?
No.
No?
Jimmy, help me out.
Did you wear a bra?
Yes, I did.
Did you really wear a thong, or did you wear
every day, unless I'm playing soccer, every day.
So you were wearing a very tight tight blouse?
It's like not a blouse, just a shirt.
It's like the V-neck all the way down.
Oh my! Wow. Did you have your hair? How is your hair? Frizzied?
Yeah, it's curly, just pulled back.
School marmish.
No, you know what? You know she looks like the celebrity that she most resembles, and the way she dresses is who's that married to vehicular manslaughter?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes,
right?
Sex in the City.
Yep,
that's it. Except she's not as muscly as her,
no.
Which is a good thing because that Sarah Jessica Parker is just too goddamn muscly.
She's all over New York City, incidentally. Sarah Jessica Parker.
I love Sarah Jessica Parker.
Big, huge billboards for Sex in the City, created by Candace Bushnell, who asked me to the prom.
Who you got nothing off of?
No, I didn't get anything.
You
off.
Didn't even cop a feeler. Or anything.
No, but I see her name. I'm reading the paper. I see her name in it all the time. I see her interviewed all the time. You know, one of these days I'm gonna call her.
Which one of those four girls would you do on that show? On Sex and the City.
I would actually do the brunette. The brunette that's in between Sarah
Charlotte?
Jessica. I think it's Charlotte. The one that's in between Sarah Jessica Parker and the older blonde lady that's
Kim Cattrall.
Right.
I'm afraid I might have to do that redhead.
No!
God!
Really?
She's the hound of that show. I think I might have to do her.
You know who she looks like? She looks like Dave Foley from News Radio.
Yes, she does. Well, I definitely wouldn't do Sarah Jessica Parker. She's too muscly.
But I thought you were saying you liked Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, except she's, you know, she's old.
No.
She's old.
Perfect.
She's not young and vibrant like me.
Like you.
And she's got that mole thing on her lip. And,
I see. I thought you dug her. You made a change.
No, really, I'm not saying she's not hot. That Kim Cattrall is hot.
Mm-hmm. You mustn't have seen that. You know, I saw that show where the redhead was there in the morning and they were cuddling and it was.
No, I do her. And who would you do, Buzz?
Oh, Kim Cattrall in a heartbeat.
Well, that means, Rob, you're left with Sarah Jessica Parker.
I'll take her.
There you go. All right.
Sure.
Good.
All right. So listen, Lisa, when you were out there today, how many housefrouws were lined up to see Connie Lee?
I was talking to the GM of the store. I think we came up with a few hundred.
Only a few hundred?
There are so many people there.
Only a few hundred. That sounds like a relatively low number, though.
I would say she'd get three zeros after the number. I would think she'd draw big.
Of course, this is the second time that she was... Well, why am I making excuses for her? She was supposed to be there last week, right. And then she didn't show.
She was late again today.
I think you're making excuses because with all the hate talk we do, that somewhere deep inside of you, there is a fire that burns for Kathy Lee.
Sure. Yeah, I got something for her. Yeah. So you waited in line. How long did you have to wait in line, Lisa?
Oh, I didn't wait in line.
Oh, you did?
I don't do lines.
Of course, you don't smell what I heard.
I'm sorry. He said he heard different.
I didn't mean that.
That's a little sleep with the football team.
This is a cheap joke, and I'm just sick about it. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, Buzz. God damn you, old man.
just kidding.
Okay, so you didn't wait in line. So
no.
How did you get in to see her then?
Well, I spoke with several people in line, and talked with them about their excitement and why they were there. I spoke with the general manager of the store and asked him to point me in the direction of her people.
Right.
So,
she have a lot of people, Lisa?
There were two women with her. One was Christine. I think someone said it's her nanny, maybe. Some other blonde lady. His name is John. I guess he was from the record label or something.
The other blonde lady was John?
No, there were...
And you know, the record label is like her homemade record label, because she couldn't get a real record deal. Cunny Records,
right.
So she prints them herself in the basement of her house up in Connecticut. She really does. She has Cody and Cassidy, they're working on their own little sweatshop.
Yeah, but Giff shrink wraps them. He does all the shrink wrapping.
This is going to be a good day.
Did you ever get to talk to Cunny Lee?
No. I was unable to speak with Kathy Lee.
Were you able to shout out our message to her?
No, I was kind of kept far away. I talked to the guy, John, and explained to him that I'm with a radio station in the area, and we do a national show, and I just wanted to ask her a few questions. And he was cool with it. They were late, so they were under some time constraints. They had to get back to Dulles to catch their flight home. And so I'm talking to him, and he's asking me where I'm from, and I'm trying to give him the runaround, not saying the Don and Mike Show. And finally, he was just like, well, what's the name of the show? And I said, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, well, see, there, honey, you should have lied.
I was told to say the Don and Mike Show.
No, you should have said, you know, the Vic and Victor.
Victor Anus and Nipple and Anus.
Vic and Al Show.
Al Nipple and Victor Anus.
You said the Two for the Road Show. You should have said Charles Corralt.
Yeah, the Two for the Road Show.
Rob told me last time when we tried this that it was okay.
Oh, Rob. Jesus, Rob.
All right, Rob, step up to the microphone.
All right, that's
please.
The first rule, Lisa. Always lie about where you're from. Always
Rob,
lie.
She's certainly throwing it back to you.
I told her as a last resort, but I thought she'd lie before that. When I said last resort, I meant truly a last resort.
It was. Well, I don't know if explaining this guy can do him any justice. He was the hardest person to talk to. He looked like he just came out of the gutter, like he slept there. Just a short, bald guy.
This is the manager at Tower?
No, this is the guy who works for her
the
label.
Guy who, the
or
guy
no,
who
this
works...
is like a record label exec.
All right, the Cunny Lee guy. I got you. Okay. Yeah. All right, so do you have tape of you talking to the housefrows?
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, a couple of them.
All right, let's roll that, please. Let's
Why
just hear...
do you think Kathy Lee is a good person? Why did you drive up here from Richmond just to see Kathy Lee?
Well, for one thing, she just starts my morning. The whole show is enjoyable. I like both Regis and Kathy Lee, and it's just a fun show.
Do you think that Kathy Lee will be a good caregiver to Frank due to his advanced age?
For sure. She loves her mom and dad so much. She's worried about her dad right now.
That's good.
She's not in the best of health, and I think she'll do fine.
Do you think that he was serious when he said he wanted to commit suicide, drive his car into the abutment?
I think he had his moments. I think he knew he was in big trouble.
I'm
glad he didn't. I'm glad for the children.
Hold on. What stop the done? Tape for a second. You know what?
Take those kids to Chuck E. Cheese
okay,
where they
wait.
Belong.
Can I tell you a little bit about this woman?
Yeah.
She's from Richmond. She drove up this morning. She said she got there before 9 o'clock, so she had to leave Richmond before 7 this morning, had on like a 10-year-old Live with Regis and Kathy Lee t-shirt.
Oh.
It was the third person in line.
What I love is that the questions that we have are asked, you know, do you think Kathy Lee will be a good caregiver for Gift?
Due to his advanced age.
She answers the question.
Straight, doesn't even, you know, understand that, you know, there's nobody getting sensitive about this.
Then the next question is, you know, do you think Gift really was going to drive his car into the abutment? And the answer from her again, yes,
it's very matter of fact.
Yes, I think. Hold on a second, Lisa, hold on. Let me see who's on the phone. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don?
Yeah. Hi.
Bueno. Hey, you guys are talking about the redhead in Sex and the City?
Right, yes we are.
Man, no way. She kind of reminds me of Bonnie Franklin.
She has some Bonnie Franklin qualities.
Oh, no, no, no. Listen, that's an insult.
You don't think she's got some Bonnie Franklin qualities?
Bonnie Franklin is a beast.
Same hairdo.
No, not the same hairdo at all.
Bonnie Franklin has that bowl on the head, and so does Lydia.
No,
it's
the girl on
the
Sex and the City.
It's the exact same thing.
She does not have the bowl on the head haircut.
What kind of does it? How would you describe the girl on Sex and the City?
Peter Pan haircut. That's what she has. She really does. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. My name is Betty, and I'm calling from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yes, Betty.
And I want to congratulate Pete the Engineer. Do you know that Pete represents the Richie Cunningham, Arthur Fonzarelli's of his generation?
You mean the pure of heart,
the ones in public places? Absolutely. The ones that have to go and serve, whether you liked it or not, and follow mama's rules and live to the best.
I think this lady might be horny for Pete.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, go tell Pete I got a horny chick on the line for him.
Yeah,
go get Pete right now.
See if Pete wants to do a little, 900 number.
Hey, is Pete here, Charlie? Is Pete here?
Yeah, I just told Pete of this young woman, and he's not interested.
Tell him that.
No, I just want you to know that he is our original Howard Cunningham.
There's an old bag on the phone.
Richie.
Yeah, he's the Richie Cunningham. We're trying to get Pete so you can tell him yourself.
Come here. Really, this woman's hot for you, Pete.
Pete, we got a groupie for you.
Come on, Pete.
There's a fan of yours, Pete, that's on the phone.
Here she is. All right, and here is Pete, the New York engineer.
All right, very good. Go ahead, ma'am. You've got Pete on the line right now. Go ahead, talk to him.
Hi, Pete. Good for you.
Thank you very much.
I'm also belong right there next to you. I know how much fun we had.
You know what? We're from a different generation.
Absolutely.
Though,
Jesus, absolutely.
This could be happening in the living room.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, these two people are peas in a pod.
Let me ask you something. Do you ever get to New York, Betty?
Yes, I used to live there. I used to go to Coney Island when it was the best.
Pete, I want to tell you something. You know, we're staying at a very nice hotel just a couple blocks from the station.
Yeah, they got a sauna down in the basement.
You could borrow our room.
No.
You know what I'm saying, Pete?
He's a grandfather, I bet.
Are you a grandfather, Pete?
I'm old enough to be one, but I am not.
He's not a grandfather.
Okay, well, but he is. He belongs to the finest generation. We are the original rock and rollers.
Jesus Christ.
The original rock and rollers. All right, Betty.
All right.
Way to go, Betty.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I don't think she was right for you anyway, Pete.
No.
I don't think she'd be any good in bed.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye, Pete. Yeah. Bye-bye.
That's Pete's groupie, Betty. She can call anytime.
Pete the engineer.
There goes Pete.
Hey, you know, that's the great thing about this show. We've said this a long time. People listen to the show from the womb.
Yep.
To the tomb.
All different lifestyles, all different points of view, and I believe as Pete was leaving the studio, he was just a tad turgid.
Yeah,
I noticed that.
Yeah, that's not a can of WD-40 in his pants.
No, he already left that in the studio, so I know it wasn't in his pants.
Pete's going to go home and give it to Mrs. Pete tonight.
The widow Pete.
The widow Pete. All right, Lisa, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right, let's get back. Are you going to, is this an interview of another person now in line at Connie Lee?
Yeah.
Okay, let's roll that, please.
Hey, Lisa. Kathy Lee Gifford. Did you live in the area? Okay, good. So you didn't have to travel?
No, I didn't, thank goodness. I don't think I probably would if I had to.
No, I talked to some people who drove a couple hours to be here.
Sure.
Now, why do you think that Kathy Lee is a good person?
I think she is a good role model. I admire her talent. And she's very interesting. Very interesting.
These dumb women.
Now, do you think that Kathy Lee will be a good caregiver for Frank due to his advanced age when he becomes totally dependent on her? Certainly.
But, you know, something, you know, I think that you always feel young when there's someone to care for and to love.
Stop the tape for a second. You know, these Kathy Lee fans, they're so stupid.
They're unfazed by the question.
They do not realize that these are put-down questions.
Right.
They're answering seriously.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, these were questions that were really designed for Kathy Lee, too, right? I mean, if she got to Kathy Lee, I think perhaps making the questions a little more severe for the fans, like, for example, do you think that Kathy Lee will neglect Frank and let him die if she becomes his caregiver?
No, you're right, because these were the questions for Kathy Lee.
And, of course, she's, you know, paranoid and savvy enough that she would have immediately been offended.
All right, let's go back to the tape. Let's hear the rest of these questions.
Matter in my book. And do you think, in reference to the Diane Sawyer interview, when Frank said that he contemplated suicide and wanted to drive his car into the abutment, do you think that there were times where he really seriously wanted to commit suicide?
It could be.
Second one like that.
I somewhat believe that. I think it's always something that crosses your mind, whether it would be pursued, you know, that's
oh,
your
God,
question.
Shut
but
up.
I think probably...
God, imagine the crotch trees on these women. Can you imagine the amount of
easy
crotch
way,
trees?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. You can have a radio show.
Yeah, you can stop it there. I have to say, the first interview I did was the best today. She was this lady. She answered the question so sweet, and she just loved Kathy Lee. She was second in line, and she was so excited. And we got to talking and stuff, and she goes, "Well, this isn't for the Don and Mike show, is it?"
Oh.
And I was like, "Well, why?" She's like, "If it is, can you erase it?"
Oh, so she wouldn't let you put that part on the air?
Right.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay. Do you have another one? Roll another one.
That's it for...
Oh, that's it.
Well, I met this one guy who... I was trying to talk to him about the Kathy Lee thing, and he kept telling me about his entire life. Like, if you just want to hear a little bit of it.
Oh, yeah, roll it, sure.
WDON and Wheaton. I used to have a half-hour show every Saturday.
About what?
Music, yeah. Play guitar and sing.
Okay, now, exactly how many bands or what? How many different genres of bands do you play?
Well, I have five bands. I've got a mariachi band, a country band, a bluegrass band, a 50s and 60s swing band, a blues, whatever you want to call
this
it.
This guy should meet Pete the Engineer.
Wow.
You're multi-talented.
And then I have a farm.
And you have a what?
A farm. I raise beef cattle.
Where do you live?
Glenwood, Maryland. Yeah, it's up 97, State 97.
All right, I've heard enough of that.
State 97,
turn it off.
The guy's just trying to impress you, Lisa.
Well, apparently, and he and I would say, okay, so getting back to Kathy Lee, and then he would interrupt me and say, yeah, at one point he goes, then I had a contract with Columbia Records. And
how old was this guy, Lisa?
He was probably in his 60s.
There you go, like Pete.
He gave me a business card. And I have to get it and read. It just has like a manure, whiskey, trains, fly swatters. It says that at the top. And then it says his name, Master Breadman.
Hold on, we got it.
Sorry.
Another catastrophe.
We've had another problem.
Everything's all right. I just knocked over something here. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes, we're still on the air.
Okay.
I just knocked over something.
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know, Don.
Come on, man.
Don, something's wrong with my microphone.
Oh, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Oh, I knocked it. There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
You're
right. Okay.
Now
we're back to normal.
Okay. Sorry about that, Lisa.
You know, I'm glad you didn't, like, go out to his farm because, that's the farmer in 10 years they're going to be digging with backhoes.
You know? All right, Lisa, thank you for going out to interview the house browse today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Thank you, darling. Let's see. Who's on this line? Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I'm getting some serious deja vu from these taped interviews.
Really, darling?
What? Yeah, I'm waiting for some old lady to say, I like the mysticism.
You know, the people didn't get it. That's the funniest part of that.
That's the best part about that.
They were totally clueless to that.
Well, a lot of people did get it because the first thing Lisa has to say is, do I have your permission to broadcast this on the radio?
Right.
And lots of people said no.
Mm-hmm.
And then once she got into the questioning, even after they said yes, once she got into the questions like about, you know, do you think Giff would really drive his car in the abutment? Yeah. Then they said, no, stop it. I don't want to be on the radio.
That's their prerogative.
Some of them did not want to play along.
Sure.
But those who did, yeah. Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is Satan.
Yes, Satan.
I just wanted to confirm that in the radio show with Jesus, you guys would be on top.
Right. Thank you, Satan.
Look in your contract.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was calling. I have a card similar to the one Lisa was just talking about.
I'm sure you do.
That must be a popular thing.
All right. Right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling and sharing that with
bye
us.
Bye. Thank you, darling. Is that what you're busting my balls about because they called her darling?
Darling. That's all right, dear.
All right, darling.
Darling.
All right, darling.
Hello, darling. Conway here.
Let me whisper in your ear. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I have an AF for BB.
Hey, Jorge.
E2.
You have what?
I also have a GE.
A GE. A giant.
Yes.
Oh my God. No, I picked up on that one pretty quick.
I've got your Conway Twitty bug.
I don't need to hear that, all right, but thanks.
I'm wearing lavender.
Oh, no. Is it tight?
Do you think it's conservative?
I don't know. How tight is it?
I could be a good caregiver to you in your advanced age.
You know he could.
That's nice.
You know he could. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Pardon me?
Right. Yep.
Ah, ready to go. Wait, cut him off. Isn't that great that you're up here pushing the button?
Right, because if Jimmy was pressing the button, that guy would still be talking.
He'd still be going, D's nuts.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I speak to DG, please?
Yes, this is DG.
This is MH.
Hello, MH.
This is MH, and I'd like to give an AF.
Is an AF or a VAF?
Just an AF.
Just an AF.
To TV's JC.
TV's JC.
JC, be more specific. What branch of TV?
He's deceased. Is that sick?
Not Johnny Carson.
No. No, he's deceased. He's got a sexy voice.
He's got a sexy voice.
I hate it when they're deceased because they're not contemporary.
Okay, just tell us who it is.
Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy.
We should have had that one.
Jack Cassidy.
We really should have. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a Kathy Lee story for Don and Mike.
Please, turn down your radio, please.
It's down.
For the love of Christ. What is your story?
Well,
thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, that was very nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'll tell you why Westwood One won't advertise you in the radio and in the papers.
Here we go.
You got it all figured out? Tell us why.
Because you can't even push the buttons in the right order.
What do you mean the buttons in the right order?
You're running these spot breaks too long, and your best of guys playing the wrong JFK drops all over the radio and stuff.
Use your real voice.
Come on.
Use your real voice. You're using like some curmudgeon-y old man voice.
Hey, Lisa, is this the same idiot
who
called
yesterday?
Yeah, that's
what I was just going to say.
Yes,
this is definitely the same guy who called the other day.
This is, Lisa told me
that
this guy's
been
calling.
He said the same exact thing to me. And he said, well, the weekend show sucks or whatever. I said, well, we don't run the board on the weekend. Does it suck during the week, too? He was like, oh, it's awful. The break times and da-da-da-da. And, yeah, that's the guy I wanted to
hear. Let me see if I've got this straight. This guy primarily is... are you complaining about the length of commercial breaks during this show?
The irregularity of the length of commercial breaks.
The irregularity.
In what way are the breaks on this show run irregularly?
Yeah, screw them up half of the time.
How do we screw them up?
I let them go too long.
What station are you listening on?
KFAN.
KFAN.
In Spokane.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay, well, I will explain to you how it works. That when we do a commercial set, we break for exactly 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
So what happened on Strip Trivia?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's probably complaining about the fact that they cut us off when we were doing Strip Trivia.
Is that what you're complaining about?
No, the commercial break was like 7 minutes long. They play their little drop and they go into one of your PSAs.
Well, you see, that is not the fault of this show. That's the fault of the people that are running.
That's the fault of your local station.
Not if they do 6 minutes worth of commercials and you play 7 minutes worth.
We do not do that.
You did.
Now, the show comes out of here flawlessly.
It doesn't.
It does.
That's why they don't advertise it.
No, it's 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
And what kind of a radiophile are you?
How come when they're doing the best of, they're playing the WJFK drop?
What makes
you're
you an expert?
You're playing that on Spokane?
Go get her.
Hold on. I don't even know. This has got to be a goof call.
I think it's a goof call.
He called the other day. What?
No, let's say, Lisa, listen to the way the guy's talking. He's going, hey, I'm a day right now. Come on, huh?
Right. Well, what's your experience in radio, douchebag?
A couple of years as a board operator.
What station?
KFAN.
KFAN.
So you work at our station?
Not anymore.
You were fired?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you ever worked there.
All right, goodbye.
Come on, don't put that guy through anymore, please. Christ.
She told me yesterday this guy's been calling like for 2 weeks trying to get on the air.
Well, what I really want to do is talk to Lisa.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I think, there you might have. You might
hey,
have.
Guys, hey, yeah. Me again.
Hello.
Hey, you guys have chunks of that guy in your stool.
Right, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yes.
Buddy, not to be a radiophile or a radio head like Jack Diamond that just called in, but I was wondering, what's up with your mics today? You guys sound like you're talking out of a closet.
You mean the audio quality's not the same?
Yeah.
Well, we are doing the show today from WNEW.
Right, understood. I just kind of give you a heads up. It, especially Mike's, it just sounds like he's coming from a closet.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sounds good in my headphones.
Okay, well, no biggie. Just thought I'd ask the question.
All right, thank you. Jimmy, let's go to Jimmy Dum Dum. Jimmy, how did the mic sound?
Just the same as when you're here.
Yeah, there you go. That's how they sound on my headphones.
Okay,
too.
Well, and I gotta say, you know, based on my track record with Jimmy, I'm with the listener.
Well, not in my show.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to that guy keeps calling. Shout out, you a-ho! Quit calling the show!
Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on. Let me call a higher authority about how the show's sounding technically today.
Very good.
Let me call.
Oh. I'm sorry. The number you have reached, area code...
Hey, don't break it. You looked at that phone like you were angry at it for a second there.
All right, what's the problem here? Hold on a second.
It's a new phone.
9.
It's got our names on it. It's very exciting.
Okay.
Style does that for dogs.
Come on, man.
Come on. Are you calling your hottie?
Yep.
There you go.
Trying to call my cunny honey.
Oh, dear.
LCH.
C.
C.
H.
Well, where is she, man? Is she out having a meal or something?
I don't know. She's on the cunny mobile. I don't know. It's possible I'm not even dialing correctly here. Because by now I normally get her voicemail.
Let's see.
Hello?
The person you are calling is unavailable.
Yeah.
To leave your name.
I can't even call my wife from these guys.
That was the wrong number?
Yeah, that was the wrong number. Because she's got the thing that says, hi, this is Frida. I can't take your call right now.
It usually comes up pretty quick.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Speak to us.
When I call her on the cunny phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Don and Mike, hey, Radio Gods.
It's made out of mink.
Hello.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, how is Mike making out with his natural supplement that he's taking for his healthy poops?
You mean the stuff that the guy called?
The poop doctor called, or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I talked to a regular doctor, and what the regular doctor said to me was that if I took that stuff for a long period of time, I'd become dependent on it.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not. That's what I told, so I said right away, put it in the closet if I ever really need it, but right now, for now, there's really no need to, you know, use it all the time.
It sounded intriguing. I was interested in jumping on the bandwagon and see if I could take a three-foot-long poop myself.
I'll be honest with you, to each his own, and I do wish you a big, long poop, but I'll tell you right now, you should really consult your own personal physician if you're looking to improve your bowel movements. Okay?
Yes.
Thanks for the call.
Adios, AMF.
AMF. I like that show, too. Bye-bye. Was that man congested?
He had no idea what you were doing.
No, he didn't.
Absolutely not. Last call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
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 Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jesus.
Hey.
Ah, no, Jesus.
Jesus again. Yes, Jesus.
Don,
yeah.
How do you like my show?
Your show? Last night?
Yes.
I've seen better.
But not much better. I just wanted you all to know that you can get my shroud on eBay as soon as we finished filming. And I am not pleased with these allusions of my being a pussy.
Well,
on your show.
Jesus, I was simply talking about if you ever did a radio show, I said we'd kick your ass.
I don't think so, and I'd slap both of you, but my hands, they really hurt.
Okay, Jesus.
All right, thank you, Jesus.
All right,
goodbye. Hold on, time out. Do a break, Jimmy. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now joining us on the cunny line is my wife.
Hi, Boo-Boo.
Hello, darling.
How are you, Sugar Bear?
Fine. See, cunny phone works great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I miss you, honey.
Oh, I miss Thank you, sweetie.
And honey, I miss you. You know, we should do a parody song like that. See how many songs we can come up that have honey in the title.
Connie, don't.
Listen,
hi,
honey.
Man.
Honey?
Yeah.
Listen, here's why I'm calling. Tell me something. Do the microphones sound the same here as they do at home?
They sound same enough. I mean, you wouldn't notice except if you mention it, you know. Yes.
Well, no.
I'm disturbed by that answer.
That is like a 75% answer.
No. That's one of those things like if a guy trims his beard. Okay, if you draw my attention to it, maybe I could notice it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have noticed.
All right, well, how does Mike's microphone sound?
They sound fine. I mean, they sound absolutely fine, but whether they sound a little bit different.
If we're talking about this, I get the impression listening to him, even being up here in the studio, like, I get the feeling we do sometimes when we're on stage at a Las Vegas-style show where we have to kind of push it a little bit just to be heard. You know what I mean? We're back home, we've got...
Well, we don't have all the same compression in junk as we do back at home.
Yeah, it's just a little different. It's taking some getting used to.
All right, well, as long as it doesn't sound radically different. I mean, you're about the only person I can trust. I don't trust Jim McClure. I don't trust anybody who calls the show.
Right.
So, you were in, honey.
Well, thank you. That's a huge compliment. Thank you, my boo-boo.
Yes, it is, darling.
All right. You really love me a lot when you're out of town, don't you?
I do. Where will the Cunnymobile be going next?
I'm driving a pickup truck. That's about as uncunny as you get.
And
it's more like the, you know, I'm driving the peenie mobile. If you want to use your
peenie mobile,
peenie mobile. And are you wearing the bracelet that you returned?
You know, my boo. Fine jewelry does not go with this little pickup truck.
So you're not wearing the bracelet that you returned after I already got you a nice bracelet.
Yes, the one that you said I could return, and you gave me the receipt for, and told me where you bought it.
But you know why I gave you the receipt, though.
Yeah,
I gave you the receipt because, does it ever happen to you? I give my wife something,
right?
And then at some point she'll say to me, "How much did you pay for that?" And I'll say, "You know, $200."
Sure.
And she'll look at it and she'll go, "This is a piece of crap. There's no way you paid $200
for this." I would never say that. You must have a mind-reading machine. I never say that.
How much time elapsed between the time Don gave you the receipt and said you can return this if you want to and the time you were in the jewelry store?
I got it Mother's Day and I returned it yesterday, so it lasted for a couple of days.
A couple of days. All right. I love you, honey.
All right. I love the thought. Thank you, my boo-boo.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Goodbye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Back to the Cunny Cave. If I need you, I'll put the Cunny signal out.
Cunny doesn't bother her at all, so you can use Cunny as much as you want.
Rob has put his brain to it. Sugar pie, Cunny bunch. You know that I love you. The Pink Floyd song, Cunny, instead of money.
Oh, Cunny instead of money.
Here's a comment, and a Cunny, Cunny. Bum, bum, bum. Let me see. Instead of the bunny hop, you could have the Cunny hop. You know that song? Sunny.
Yeah.
Every day my life, instead of it be Cunny. Let me see. Honey Pie?
Yeah, by the Beatles. It's off the White Album.
I never heard Honey Pie. Okay. Honey Don't?
Yeah, that's the one I said, Cunny Don't.
Okay, Cunny Don't. And then the one I think we should go in the studio and record is Sugar Pie Cunny Bunch.
Sugar Pie Cunny Bunch. Or, and Cunny, I miss you.
Yeah, that's the one. And I'm doing well. And I'd love to be with you.
But I really smell.
You're making my life hell. Well, let's work on some lyrics tonight for Sugar Pie Cunny Bunch.
I don't think that's going to be difficult to do. As a matter of fact, I think we'll probably have every single song that in fact it won't even have to rhyme with Cunny by the end of the evening. You know, it'll be absolutely, you know, I will always love Cunny, you know.
Hello.
Every song ever recorded.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, all right, that was some guy hanging up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
I've got something for you to do this weekend.
What about Sugar Sugar? That would work. Oh, Connie. Da, 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 da. Oh, Connie, Connie.
Connie,
you are my Connie girl. And it got me wanting you. Oh, Connie. Oh, Connie, Connie.
You pop it in for anything.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
You should head to Radio City Music Hall this Sunday night.
Why is that?
Fish are playing there.
Fish.
Oh, band is Fish. Is you'll love them.
I-S-H.
Is this their one fan who calls us eternally about this band?
I don't think so.
Do you live in Vermont?
I do live in Vermont.
That's where Fish then you're from. The guy. Yeah. You're the guy.
Well, Fish are from up here, and they've got a brand new album out, and they were on Letterman the other night. You should go see them. You've got the chance.
I'm looking forward to when you make that European tour with them, and you go to Sweden for the Swedish Fish concert.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
It's not a Mike show.
You know, you could have I'm Every Connie.
I'm Every Connie.
It's all in me.
I am Connie. Hear me roar. Oh, my. No, there's a million of them.
You make me feel like a natural Connie.
Me so Connie.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You forgot about the Shania Twain song, Connie, I'm Home.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home. I'm Ooh. On my way.
Hey, but how about it? We're talking about Shania. Oh, I feel like a Connie.
Da, 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 da.
Let's go, Connies.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, my brothers.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to remind you that the Pooh Bear loves Connie.
Oh, because Pooh Bear loves honey.
Ah, that's right.
He loves that Connie. Mm-hmm. Stick his big old paws in there, twirling around, smeared on his face.
Hey, somebody's enjoying his own fantasy there.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hola. That is hello in Spanish. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
You are my Connie, my only Connie.
Plugging in Connie for sunshine.
It works.
Connie on my shoulder makes me happy.
You guys,
you can do it with almost any song.
And you can even just change the title. Like, you know, since I'm on a John Denver kick, Connie's song.
You fill up my sense. Except he never really sings Annie in that song.
Right?
It's called Annie's Song.
That's
he never
right.
sings Annie.
That's why it would simply be Connie's song.
Connie's song. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Connie.
Big Connie, you know you're the one.
Oh, man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you can do Limp Bizkit's. I did it all for the Cunny.
That's right. I did it all for the Cunny. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hell, you could do, what's his name? Kid Rock. Connie. That's on Cowboy. I want to be a Connie. Man, if I had my own records here, you know, back at home, I have all the records. We could actually go through today's modern hits.
That's right, and substitute Connie.
To find some great Connie songs.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Radio gods. I hope I'm not crossing a line here, but how about a children's book called Cunny Bunny Funny Bunny?
I think that's your own private hell, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. We're just sticking to songs. Hello, Don and Mike show.
We'll let the one for the cut in, two for the hoe. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How about Bob Goulet? And the Cunnies are in my favor.
I'll tell you right now, please, and you guys both have to say, please let me be. Please let me be.
Please let me be.
Hey, you're a Cunny Bear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Do, 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 do. You're the Cunny of my love.
Hey, you can do all the in a Cunny DeVita, baby.
And she's buying a Cunny to heaven.
Out of my show.
Chase the Cunny, Cunny. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Hey, da-dum.
Thank you. Thank you.
Smoke on the Cunny.
Fire in the sky. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got another song.
Yes.
Connie Roach, take me home.
Now you can put it in for country.
To the place.
Uh-huh. There's the whole Christmas theme. We wish you a merry cunning. Well, I'm dreaming of a white cunning.
You know, Buzz took his funny pills today.
He did indeed.
And
he came to play.
For you Stones fans, of course, brown cunning! How come you dance so good?
Tastes so good.
Tastes so good. Did I say it wrong?
Well, yeah, we got, but I still like dance so good. Yeah.
Thank God I'm a cunning boy. Hello, Don and Mike.
How about Elvis, Hunka Hunka Burning Cunny?
Oh, dear.
All right. Hello.
It's getting dark.
Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is Homer Simpson. And I think you should say, when I was 17, I had some real great cunny.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Turn your radio down, please.
Sorry. Help. I need some cunny help. Not just anyone.
Just not any cunny.
Hey, that's right. In there again. Help. I need some cunny help. Not just any cunny help. You know, I need some cunny help. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I want to hold your cunny.
Hello,
we all live in a yellow cunny. A yellow cunny.
A cunny submarine.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How about American Cunny?
What's new, Cunny Cat? Whoa.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm a cunny in a bottle, baby. Gotta rub me the right way, honey.
And of course, we were talking about him the other day. If I could keep time in a cunny.
Mike show.
Oh, I think somebody just sang my song.
But he's bad, bad, cunny brown. Somebody sang your song. What do you mean, cunny?
Cunny cat, cunny cat.
Cunny cat, cunny cat.
Cunny cat, cunny cat, I love you. Yes, I do.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got a song.
Yes.
Oh, you want to fight for your right for cunny?
You got to fight.
Bam, bam.
For your right.
Bam, bam.
For cunny.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
My cunny tis.
Now we're getting patriotic.
Oh, Jesus.
Just, you know, there's certain directions it goes that keeps it alive. I got to be honest with you.
And I know where you're going, Buzz, but they don't actually ever sing. Yeah. And that's, you're going to go for Smells Like Teen Spirit, right?
That, yeah, that's what it was.
Smells Like
that,
Teen Cunny.
That's just it.
That's what Buzz was starting to do. Mr. Took his funny pills today.
There he does. That's
hello.
Sick.
Don and Mike show.
Yes, Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. How about that? It's Cunny Man.
I don't know that song. Go ahead.
You don't know Simple Man?
No, I'm sorry.
Maybe be a cunny kind of man?
We're getting into the...
Sorry.
It's beginning right now. That was the first call.
The beginning of the end.
As it begins to die.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how about the Black Crowes album, Shake Your Cunny Maker?
I like it when girls call it before.
Sure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey, turn your radio down, please.
I did it just now.
Okay, good.
I got a good song.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I wish I was in Cunny, away, away.
You know, it's the second redneck we've gotten that's called with a little variation on it.
Hello, Don and Mike
as
show.
As it spirals into
you
oblivion.
Lost that Cunny feeling. Whoa, that Cunny feeling.
I hang up to
Cunny, my world.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like Kenny Rowe.
Cunning,
I like rock and roll.
All right with me.
All right, yes, we officially are running out of steam on this. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
One
cunny,
more.
Cunny, you're a fine girl. What a good cunny you would be.
All right, one more really awful one and we're going to quit, okay? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a song for Don and Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Here they come, walking down the street.
This is a good one.
Everybody wants to get some, everyone we meet.
Everybody. Hey,
we're the cunnies. People think we're monkeying around.
No, it's people think we're cunny around.
Cunny around, of course.
Okay, that was not a bad one.
That was good.
Can't end there.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fat bottom cunnies, you make the rockin' world go round.
We are the cunnies.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just will not die.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Connie.
A little tribute to Tammy Wynette.
That might be the last one.
Oh.
You might have ruined it for everybody.
That was funny.
No.
Well, you know, see, it's the same guy that says that was funny that just takes it too much.
All right, we'll take one last one. This is it, the last Cunny call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got a song.
Yes.
It's Mary Poppins. Just a spoonful of Cunny makes the medicine go down.
All right, that's a good one to end with.
Very
good. Thank you.
Round of applause for all the Cunny calls.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Terrific.
Boy, I tell you, every music selection ever recorded.
That was a good segment.
It was indeed.
I'm not kidding. That was a good one. Oh, I'm getting an ice cream Cunny headache. Jimmy, do a break and we'll be right back.
From New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
The word we had to cut out was balls.
Ah.
I don't know why we had to edit that out when we can just simply come on after the tape and say Chris Rock was talking about balls.
Well, you're separating it, you see, and you're separating it completely.
Jimmy, turn the music off.
Here we go. Don's gonna...
Sorry, dude.
Don, who was that brought to us by?
That fart was brought to us by Milwaukee Frozen Custard.
No.
No?
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 That's too bad. It smells bad.
They're done.
Is there a new sponsor?
Oh. No sponsor for that right now.
Oh. Why?
I don't know.
I thought there was a line of sponsors waiting to pick up the ball whenever these other people got
that's
done.
What I was told...
Don't look at me. I didn't tell you.
They're done or they were like...
That particular sponsor is no longer sponsoring our asses.
Okay, well, then they just missed out on the really great fart.
And I'll tell you, they got a freebie
earlier.
They
got a freebie.
It was a multi-level fart that I just gave you.
You didn't delete that, did you?
Your fart? Never.
No, the
you
sponsorship.
Never delete a fart.
The sponsorship.
No.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike show.
I can't
show.
Do that here yet.
Hello?
I found my thrill on Cunny Hill.
She got her thrill on Cunny Hill.
On Cunny Hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm amazed how many girls are calling for this.
Sure, it's great. It's bringing us all together.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Unleash the Cunny!
Hey, that brought him out of the woodwork.
My guy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, Don, Mike.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is great to talk to you guys. I never called in before, but I listen every day. And I want to tell you something. You're the Lennon and McCartney of the airwaves. I tell you, I mean, there hasn't been a duel that matched so well since Lennon and McCartney.
One of us is going to be shot very soon.
No. But really, you know what? It kind of cracks me up because Don, you remind me more like John Lennon, and Mike is more like McCartney because
great,
he does all the voices.
Great, I'm the one that's going to get popped.
You know, I'm thinking about that pair, and I'm thinking about in their
heyday.
Yeah,
who you'd rather be?
Yeah,
and
right.
I mean, who would you rather be?
I would rather be Paul.
Would you really?
Yeah, Paul was always my favorite Beatle. Always was.
I think that I would probably. Oh, God, I got to be married to Yoko.
Oh, no.
Well, no,
I want to be Paul, too.
You take Yoko out of the equation. Well, you know what, then? No.
You know, if I was a Beatle,
really,
seriously, I'd be Ringo.
Hey, but guys,
on this show, no. Here's how it would go. Really, on this show, okay, I'm John.
Okay.
Because John really did kind of run the Beatles.
Yes. Yeah.
You're Paul.
Right.
Because John and Paul.
That's right.
John and Paul were like one.
That's right.
You're right about Buzz.
That makes sense.
Hey, Buzz is Ringo, and that means that Rob is probably George.
George Harrison.
And that makes Charlie Stu Sutcliffe. So,
who is Stu Sutcliffe?
He was the drummer like in 1960.
Pete Best.
I want to tell you guys, I'm 41. I'm the same age as you guys. And a lot of the stuff you talk about, like, you know, back in the 70s, I could relate to because it's like I'm right there with you. So, like I say, I'm a big fan, and I just want to say hi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Nice compliment.
Thank you. Well, it's true that I might be shot outside the Dakota Hotel.
Oh, my God, that happened in New York City.
And I might have to marry Yoko.
Uh-huh.
But that means you're going to have to live with Linda, and later you're going to be shacking up with a girl with one leg. And you're going to grow up to look like Angela Lansbury.
Oh. And I'll do a commercial on a polar bear.
Yes.
And, Rob, someone's going to break into your house.
Yeah, but at least I'm alive.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking. Oh,
that's right.
And did you said Yoko. I don't know if that... I mean,
no, don't do it, Jimmy. Don't even do it. No, don't do it. That tape's back at home, Mike.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We can break with some traditions.
Just checking.
Hello.
Got a Cunny song.
No,
we're
officially done with the Cunny
song. We're over it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Well, all right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello.
You forgot the best one of all, Conway Twitty's.
No.
This always happens. It's always people who want to jump in the pool after the pool's been closed.
It's people that are a little slower than the others.
Sorry, we've moved past the Cunny songs now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My Cunny love.
No.
That's all we're getting.
Do you know, and it's the type of thing, like if you're at a party and that's going on, and it sometimes dies down, and it's white hot for a few seconds, and then you want to join in too, and you do it, and everybody gives you a polite laugh, but you know that you shouldn't have done it.
Not on this show.
No way.
Not here. We'll tell you how it goes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Well, maybe that's someone who bailed out.
Right.
Thought better of it.
It's good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this Radio Gods?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, right. How you doing?
Hello.
We're doing great, thank you.
All right, I was just sitting back here eating a peanut butter and Cunny sandwich and decided I wanted to try to guess the secret sound.
Knock it off.
Just can't get it out of their head.
Goodbye.
Sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Hello, not in my show. Buzz.
Nancy Kerrigan.
No, I'm sorry, no. That doesn't set off the alarm. Only if one of us says it.
Way to put the hammer down today, Don.
And even now, it doesn't matter since Jimmy's in charge of the tapes back at home.
You'd never be able to find him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, what's this one do?
Oh, his fingers are so long, he could probably just turn around and reach the cart rack. It's about 8 feet behind him.
He can pick people's noses up on the second floor.
Right. Arsenio Hall laughs.
Goes right up the elevator shaft. Jimmy's still sitting in the studio. Oh, is that okay? Did I get that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, your microphones do sound different.
Hell, E.T. laughs at Jimmy McClure's fingers.
Jimmy's the only guy that never has to worry about getting an itch at that one spot on his back.
That's right.
He can always reach it. He just puts his hand over his back and goes right down to his belt line, his fingers.
No, the microphones sound exactly the same.
I thought the mic sounded different. Mike's microphone sounds like it's got a plated reverb on it or something.
No, my microphone sounds perfect.
Nope, they're fine. It's you.
It's me. I listen every day. I can hear the difference.
That's in your head. And all right, besides, then. We're talking about Jimmy's long fingers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, can I tell you a Cunny song?
No.
Come on.
No.
It's a good one.
No, we're done with that now.
Very selfish if you're calling with that now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You have Jagged Little Cunny.
They just can't. People can't. I understand.
They can't help themselves.
I understand they can't help it because, I mean, they've got one and they're just desperate to share it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, yes. I'd like to speak to Don and Mike.
Please, for the love of Christ, turn your radio down.
Okay, I understand.
Thank you. Okay, what? Hi.
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 Did what's his name get at you yesterday?
Pardon me?
What was that, sir?
Did what's his name get at you yesterday?
Don't do it.
Yeah, I know it's coming.
No. Right.
No. We got you. You're busted.
These nuts.
Yeah.
No.
You're busted. You
can't say it when we already got you.
And he hangs up.
He had to say it. Hello, Don and Mike. Sure. Hello.
Hey, my buddies.
Hey, my friend.
I want to try to see if I can guess the secret sound.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Iowa.
Well, Iowa's, not taped delay.
No, you have to wait until we play the touchstones.
The touchstones?
Yes.
Yeah, you've heard of touchstones or things that Don plays all the time on the show.
Touchstones.
Well, I thought I had probably had the right answer for that secret sound.
I'm sure you don't, but
Sky is all Iowa, isn't it?
Yeah, wait for your chance to call, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Come by the house.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Have a meal.
Come on,
Dad. Have a meal.
Hi, Don. I want to guess the secret sound, if I may. I'm calling from Iowa. Is there a chance I could guess the secret sound?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oops, too late. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm from the New York area, and I'd like to guess the secret sound.
You're lying.
Liar.
You're not from New York.
Yes, I am.
You are not.
I'm from northern New Jersey.
Well, whereabouts in northern New Jersey?
Hawthorne.
Hawthorne?
What's your area code?
07506.
What exit on the Garden State?
That's the zip code.
Hold on, I got a message for you.
Oh, here we go. This is not sponsored.
Unsponsored. This might be better.
It's a public service announcement.
Hey, would there be odds that tomorrow you're going to come up with some better ones?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think these parts I'm giving you today, they're mainly because I was on an airplane today.
Ah, that's
it's
right.
It's all the high pressure of being in the pressurized cabin and
then
stuff.
As soon as they pop open that door when the plane lands. Oh,
Christ, those farts smell. They really do. God, that's an awful smell. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Rob, when did you build up your immunity? Because Don's saying they smell, and you're over there absolutely unfazed.
I'm telling you, they smell to me.
Right.
You know, normally guys don't think their own farts smell bad.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes the worst is if you have one that you can't even tolerate. And that happens sometimes. That's happened occasionally.
Maybe it's the pollen up here, but I'm not getting them. And normally I can tell what he's had for lunch.
I even gave the thought to changing my underpants before the show today.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Those long walks through the airport.
Right. Oh, hello, Don and Mike Show. Now when I pack for a trip like this, I bring an extra pair.
How many pairs did you bring up for this trip?
Four.
Four.
That's going to be here 3 days.
I'm going to be here 2 days, and I brought four.
Don and Mike Show.
I just wanted to call and tell you, I do not have another song for you.
Okay. Very thoughtful. Right.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, goodbye.
Very clever, boys.
Listen, let me tell you what's happening with the prom. Oh, the prom is all together.
Good.
Dennis Murphy will be taking a high school senior. Her name is Cheryl. This happened late in the show yesterday. He will be escorting her to her high school prom this Saturday night.
You.
They're going to be taking a limousine. The girl's dad is going along with as a chaperone.
Whole time, right? Dad's going to be there?
Yes, whole time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And they're going with a camera, and they're going with a tape recorder, and we're going to hear everything that happens when Cheryl gets to take major effing star Dennis Murphy to her high school prom this weekend.
Very, very good, and I'm glad Dad's going along.
Now, what we do have still to go on this show is the Dewey Beach Ice House.
Ice House.
And I keep forgetting about this. But yeah, it's Ice House, H-A-U-S with the umlaut over the U.
There you go.
The German spelling. We have a week in Dewey Beach, Delaware at the Dewey Beach Ice House. Now, here are the dates. Friday, May 26th through Friday, June 2nd, which means this is prime time because it's the Memorial Day weekend.
It's a great holiday weekend. The beach is going to be jumping.
It is a beautiful beach house. And in years past, well, we've always sent strangers. And we always let them live their lives out every day on the show. And in the past, we've done three girls and three guys. One year we did, I think, like four guys and two girls. This year, all girls, all cunnies.
Is it safe to say that really in years past, we've had some good guys, some nice guys, but it's always the women who have been a lot more interesting?
Yes. So this year, it's six girls, and Homo Joe is the house mother. So really, there's seven girls.
That's right.
If you, and we're talking just to the women listening now, if you're available for a week of vacation, a free week of vacation in Dewey Beach, Delaware, from May 26th through June 2nd, and if you don't mind every facet of your life being chronicled and relived on this show, now's the time to call.
And if you'd enjoy, you know, having gourmet meals provided for you by a great den mother.
Yes, Homo Joe. Oh, I think Homo Joe's on the phone right now. Hey, put him on hold. Let me talk to Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe here.
I think we have four girls already, or rather two girls, so we still need four. I'm sorry, I got that backwards. Hello, HJ?
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Homo Joe here.
Hello, Homo Joe.
How's the wonderful New York City people treating you?
What's up? It's great. Hey, listen, Homo Joe.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you had a good VAF?
Well, it's funny, I just talked to Cheryl today. It was just the other day with a Peruvian man.
A Peruvian man.
He's VAFing.
Wow.
And it was like many hours, like from 7 to 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, hey, how about you, stud? I guess you've given up your little
sabbatical.
Yeah, I sure did.
Jesus Christ. Where did you meet a Peruvian man?
A neighbor of mine introduced me to him, and we went out to dinner, and we came back to the Homo Joe Palace, and that was it.
You know, you Joe, how long did you know this guy before you got in his pants, Joe?
Well, see, maybe hours.
That was
one of my worst moments, though.
And now, is this going to be a long-term romance, do you think?
Well, he wants to come and see me on Sunday, and we're going to go to bowling and rollerblading and stuff like that, so we'll see how it goes.
Are you in love with this guy now, like you're in love with every guy that you
No, I'm doing my life a little bit differently. I'm having the standoff, you know.
And you're still being a single, successful guy.
There you go. And see what happens. And then I had a date with somebody that I went to Baltimore with the night before.
And did you VAF this guy?
No, we just talked.
I tell you, bowling and rollerblading, Peruvian style.
There you go.
And then some nice AF.
There you go. And you know, those Latin men, everything's true about Latin lovers, so I will tell you.
Oh, Joe.
That was way too much information.
Right now, the ladies are going to be ringing those phones off the hook.
The girls know that they have nothing to fear with Homo Joe around.
That's right. And Homo Joe, you use protection, right?
That's correct. And I will teach the girls to do the same.
Now, listen, HJ, do you, do you happen to remember the names of the girls who have already called?
Well, there's Brooke, who's from Greenville, South Carolina, and I can't remember the other girl's name because I don't know if she's confirmed or not.
So there were two girls. I know there were two. So we have room for four more gals.
Four more gals. And Brooke, I talked to because I'm going to pick her up at the airport.
And Homo Joe, just because I'm disturbed by it, you don't have to. When you say you're going to teach the girls how to use protection, you won't be sitting Indian style in the middle of the living room putting a condom on for
them. No, we're going to have rules and regulations before they go out and pick up the gentleman.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah, see, he is the den mother.
Right. Yeah. But girls, you should know this. Everything you do, Homo Joe's like the world's biggest tattletale.
He is indeed.
He tells us everything good and bad that happens all week long. So if you're ready for your life to be an open book, much like Joe's is with us, call right now. Phone number 877-365-3636. It's next Friday through the following Friday, which encompasses the Memorial Day weekend. Now, Joe, what kind of culinary treats will you be making for the girls?
Well, I think this time we're going to do a little bit more barbecuing. Last time we did a lot of things on the stove, so it's going to be a lot of barbecue type things.
Ah, outdoor cooking.
Outdoor cooking. Mm-hmm. They'll do some fish on the grill.
Fish?
Fish on the grill. And some, of course, wieners. You know, the girls love the wieners. And the potato. We'll do some potato salad, and we'll do some stews and stuff for when we're going out and going to party.
Have a meal.
Yeah, have a meal, man. And during the course of the week, of course, you'll come up with some truly elaborate exotic recipe, right?
Right, and I'll have that published again. We'll throw it out there on the website one more time.
Very
good.
All right, well, Homo Joe, hold on a second, please. Oh, you know what? I need to just clear this line, Joe, because we have...
Okay, well, you want to call me back? Call me back.
Yeah, we'll call you back. All right. Hey, do you want to say hello to your Peruvian AF-er?
Hello, Moses.
What's his name?
Moses.
Moses. Oh, boy, I bet he parted more than that Red Sea.
He parted the red pillows.
There you go.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, talk to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, dear.
There's Homo Joe.
Oh, man.
Told you.
My goodness.
He cannot keep it in his pants.
I've got some commandments for you.
He met him, and then they had 6 hours of glorious AFing.
Peruvian style.
Okay. Girls, as you can tell, you couldn't be safer than having Homo Joe as your house mother.
Yeah, he'll probably be wearing like one of those ponchos now.
So we need four more girls. If you're interested, call right now, 877-365-3636. We'll see if we have any takers right after this.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, we just got our asses kissed real nice by some of the salespeople here.
Very, very nice things being said to us from the staff here at WNEW in New York City.
They came in and said how successful the show's doing for them and how they love selling the show.
You know, in all seriousness, the way you find out how you're doing, for starters, when you come to a new radio station, is the way the people in the building feel about it. And if that's any indication, the show is on fire.
I think so.
Fire.
I think so.
Fire.
You know, I'm no expert on this, but I think at least a couple members of the sales staff, I think they're Jewish.
Really?
I got, you know how sometimes I get a vibe about people?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
I think so, maybe.
Really?
Maybe. At least one of those who just came in here is.
Yeah, well, you never know. You never know.
I just got a vibe. Mm-hmm. Don't know, Rob, just one of them. That's all I know. Listen, speaking of being in New York and the stuff that comes with.
Yes.
Anybody who's hearing this show now, see, as we do it live, it's about 5:20 in the afternoon. This will be played back tonight about 8:20,
right.
9:20, something like that on NEW. If you'd like to join the show tomorrow, if you're listening to us in New York,
mm-hmm.
come down to NEW tomorrow afternoon.
Come on down, man.
3:00. 3:00 New York City time is when we start doing the show. And the station is located at 57th Street and...
It's 888 7th Avenue.
It's by 7th Avenue and 57th Street.
Right. Yes.
It's the building with three big eights on it. It's got a Hooters downstairs. Anyway, we need someone to go over to TRL.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably a guy,
right,
to hold up a sign for Carson Daly saying that you'd like to VAF him.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want is someone who really has enthusiasm, will jump up and down.
Absolutely.
And do everything possible to get on a TRL. We are right.
Because we all feel that way about the Carson Daly.
Oh, sure.
We are located at the WNEW station. Yeah.
Oh, hello,
yeah.
Allergies. Where are we?
Right above the Dancing Shrimp.
Yes, the Dancing Shrimp. Home of the Dancing Shrimp. What is the name of the restaurant?
In Midtown.
The Red Eye Grill.
The Red Eye Grill.
Hey, listen, the people who live in New York know where the station is, so if you want to try to get on TRL tomorrow, come by our show.
Right.
And we will outfit you with a sandwich board that says, Carson Daly, I'd like to VAF you.
Come by 888 7th Avenue.
And then on the other side, it'll say more specifically what VAF actually means.
Right.
Okay, hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm a big, big fan of Don and Mike's. I'm wondering if I could talk to them and let them see if I can get them to give me a shot at that secret sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's been going on too long. Can't nobody guess it. I'm pretty
sure. Where are you calling from?
Front Royal.
Front Royal, Virginia. No, absolutely not. Besides, I thought girls are calling us now about the beach house, right?
Well, they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had two or three online here, and I don't know if I cleared the lines or something. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Helen the Dyke.
Helen the Dyke. Hello, Helen.
Hi, I was at your night of 100 lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I brought you cigars and a number of things.
Right, night of 100 lesbians. I remember that.
Hello. Yeah. Special, special time, Helen.
Yes, Helen.
I need a vacation for a week.
Oh, you want to go to the beach house?
Oh, please.
Yes, the Dewey Beach
Ice
House. Absolutely. Helen, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Isabella Rossellini when she's fat.
Oh, Isabella Rossellini when she's fat.
That's right.
She's fat. Yeah. All right.
She usually is, yeah.
Okay.
Helen,
man,
got that round
Helen,
face.
Baby.
All right, Helen. Well, sure, absolutely. You.
Oh, man, that is so cool.
And you don't mind your life being an open book on the show for a whole week?
Oh, my gosh. It's already been an open book, so I'm just, that's fine.
How
I just want the beach.
How is your love life, Helen?
I'm just breaking up with someone after 13 years.
Perfect.
Ooh, wow.
So I need some action.
Well, speaking of hot lesbians, hold on. Let me show you something in USA Today.
It's two lesbians at the beach house now.
Uh-huh.
Where's the purple section of USA Today, Mike? Look at this. They got this picture of Ellen and Anne.
Oh, I saw that.
You tell me if Anne Heche is not the most effable woman on the planet. Take a look at that see-through dress she has on.
She looks phenomenal.
She is. Anne Heche is so hot.
And it must be a cold day when this picture was taken.
That's like in that movie with Harrison Ford where she's got her gigantic nipples.
You know, as disappointing as this will be to you, though, I do think in this picture she also looks very happy with Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah,
very, very much in love. It's a very lovey-dovey picture.
She loves feasting on the yeast with Ellen. But I'm telling you, that Anne Heche, God damn it, she's a knockout.
Someday, somehow, we have to get Anne Heche on this show so you can just, you know, give it your shot once and for all.
Just swing her over to this side.
Just to implore her, plead with her. Just give her the look. Give her the look that says, come on.
And I'm not talking about leaving my wife. I would never do that. I love my wife. I'm talking about inviting Anne into our bed.
For a threesome.
Yes, I'm talking about.
I think she would be more inclined to do that than she would necessarily, you know, just with you.
Tell her that not only would she have to have sex with me, but she could also have sex with Frieza.
Well, what it would be, if she was just to have sex with you, it would be the complete, you know, coming over to the other side. Mm-hmm. If you involve your wife in it, she really isn't betraying the life. Wouldn't that be accurate, Helen?
I would agree with that.
And you know what?
You know what? You've got to give me some time with her.
And she really, you wouldn't even have to have sex with me. I would just be happy to watch her have sex with my wife.
And then I think you got a real chance, but then you're not bringing her over to the other side. You're just hanging out and watching like a lesbian movie, but that's fine.
Right. Watching a real lesbian movie with the two very hot women in my life.
I mean,
Frieda and Anne Heche.
In the world of porno, aren't lesbian scenes now like the big thing?
But
they're really the
popular. They've always been,
but I think nowadays you get whole films. You know, you've seen on the, you know, the dish that we occasionally look at.
Well, listen, I told you, when I watch porno, I don't like seeing a guy's schlong, and I don't like to see. I like seeing girls.
I do.
I like seeing girls who touch each other and kiss each other.
I like seeing everything.
I don't.
Yeah. Every little thing.
I don't.
But they don't show that on the dish.
Well, no, they do. They show schlongs.
Oh, they do, but you still have the old movies where they did the editing. You still get a lot of those on the dish.
Oh, room. Like where you see the girl's head from the back?
You'll see even like a corner of a head, you know, and you're just hearing the, and you're just seeing that, you know, it really looks like you're watching like a possum go across the road.
Lots of shots of girls with long hair also.
Absolutely.
Because all you'll see is the long hair, and just like bobbing for apples in the guy's lap.
And you know, when I'm watching that, and I think one of the reasons I don't like that is I always think that maybe they're faking it and cheating. That's what I've always
thought. I don't think those girls cheat.
Sometimes I think you're right.
I don't think so.
Even though you're just seeing it here, you can tell it's real.
Well, listen, Helen, you're in.
Excellent.
Helen, you're in.
Hey, will you kiss Robbie for me?
No. Will I kiss Robbie for you?
Yes.
Tonight, after the second martini. I promise. As we always do.
After the third, I might kiss back.
Oh, God.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Krista.
Hi, Krista, would you like to go to the beach house?
Yes, I would.
Beautiful. You're available now from Friday, May 26th through Friday, June 2nd?
Yes, I am. I can take off from work.
Beautiful. Now, listen, this is a beautiful beach house. There will be six gorgeous women living with Homo Joe, fresh off his Peruvian AFing.
Absolutely.
How do you feel, Krista, about your life being an open book?
It already is.
All right, because Homo Joe doesn't keep any secrets.
Neither do I.
Beautiful. Krista, who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Courtney Thorne-Smith.
Right.
Are you hetero?
Definitely.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, there's some like you there.
And it's not that it matters, it's just I'm liking the balance of the house, you know?
So there would be two lesbians, Homo Joe, who's a homosexual, then a couple of straight girls.
That's
so
right.
It's working out. Okay. Krista, you're in. Hold
Great.
On. We need to get information from you, though. Hold on, please.
Okay.
I'd like to mention that, once again, all of this is possible through Ice House Beer.
Good.
And when everybody gets to the Ice House Beach House, they will find Ice House Beach Supplies in the beach house, courtesy of Ice House Beer. Could this be written so I could just say Ice House Beer a few more times?
Isn't it always like that? The sponsor of the beach house just gets as many mentions because they're providing a house.
They should just write down Ice House Beer 1,000 times and have me say that 1,000 times.
Or you could say something like, hey, join us down at the beach house. It's going to be a great time for everybody, and then just go, Ice House, Ice House, Ice House, Ice House.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Good.
You want to go to the beach house?
Yes, I do.
Yes, she does.
All right.
I got out of work, and I raced home so that I could call you, and I was hoping that you didn't find one extra hot lady without finding me first.
Oh, so hot. Are you available for Friday, May 26th through Friday, June 2nd?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great week at the beach.
Who is the celebrity, Laura, that you think you most resemble?
Mariah Carey.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That's what they tell me all the time at work.
Do you wear a lot of those Mariah Carey-style outfits?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't, no. I'm a little more conservative.
So you don't expose your navel a lot?
Yeah, I do. That's not really conservative.
But she's going to be going to the beach on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, after a couple of Homo Joe's pink ladies or whatever the drinks are that he
pink
makes.
Squirrels, too.
Pink squirrels, yeah.
Grasshoppers.
She might be showing her pink squirrel.
Yeah.
After a couple of pink squirrels.
Peruvian butter rum.
Oh. And how do you feel about your life being an open book on this show? Is that okay?
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
Beautiful. Well,
I don't have much to hide, so I think it'll be fun.
Oh, well, Homo Joe will tell us everything you do.
Excellent.
Beautiful. Hold on a second, please.
All right, thanks.
Hold on a second.
Girls, before we go out, I think we'll start with a Peruvian toddy.
Hello, Don, my show.
You know what it rhymes with Christmas?
It's kind of a mocha.
It's a mocha. It's a delicious kind of coffee. Now I've turned it into the beige again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Can you chance I can talk to Don and Mike, please?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hey, can I take a shot at that secret sound? This has been going on for a long time.
Didn't you just call?
Yeah,
are you calling from Front Royal?
Yeah, we got cut off.
No, no, you didn't get cut off. I hung up on you.
You hung up on me?
Yes.
Yeah.
You hung up on me.
Yes, day it's Shay. I hung hey up a on a ooh-yay.
Oh, that was rude.
Or on me.
I was being nice, too.
Why were you being nice?
Well, I don't know.
Don't you understand, especially listening in Front Royal, listening to WJFK in Washington, D.C., you understand the way the contest works for people that can hear the show live?
You just have to wait for your chance to call in.
That's the competition. You call in when you hear the touch tones.
Well, I just thought I'd take a chance because I've occasionally, you know, known you to kind of let somebody call in and say,
only the people from New York because they don't hear the show live.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, when are y'all running the touchstones again, or are you doing it again this evening?
Is there any other reason you're listening to the show other than to win the contest?
Oh, no, let's do it all the time.
We'll be playing them again soon, and you're more than welcome to be caller 100 at that time.
Okay, fine.
All right, is that okay with you?
Sure.
Now that we've wasted this valuable time on our show, just straightening it all out for you, the world of you.
No, it's the world of us. We're in this together, fellas.
No, we're not.
And no.
No, we're not.
No, no, no.
No, 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 we're not in this together.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice evening.
Right. Right back at you.
Right now.
Right.
Right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
We're all in this together, fellas.
Hello. No, we're not. If this ship is going down, I'm jumping off. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. This is Barbara Streisand. I would like to go to the beach house.
Oh, come on. Please knock it off.
Well, he was dressed like Barbara.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And when she was in A Star, A Star Is Born.
Yes, hello.
This is Don Amos, and I want to straighten out why I left the hotel in Scranton last week.
Yes, Anus, why?
It wasn't only because of the special toothpaste. That was fine. But when I got into my hotel room, I saw Rudy Marsky there with Al Roker and Brian Gumbel having three-way glorious sex.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye.
Stupid idiot.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You know, all we're getting is guys now. Do we have enough girls for the beach house?
We have quite a few, but I think we need maybe one or two more.
How many girls total do we have? Does anybody know?
I think we have five.
Five? Well, then we got room for one more if one more girl calls. Hello, Don and Mike. Or we could just do it.
Hey, Don. Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You're passing gas in that microphone. Is that the same one that you're talking into?
Sure is.
Yeah, we all do that, sir.
Don't you have a problem with the no-no spot?
Sure do. Don't you know I'm the world's biggest hypocrite? All right, thank you, my friend.
All right.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Fart into Buzz's microphone, then expect him to put his mouth up to it?
No, thank you.
Have you done it yet, Buzz?
No, I haven't.
Would you ever?
If we get another sponsor, maybe.
Okay. Hey, there's a motivational factor.
Do you remember the tough time we had with Buzz farting when we wanted to do the contest who farted?
Yeah, but he's come around on it a little bit, and I'd love to hear a live one.
The last time we had such a contest, I'm the only one who came through, and I came through beautifully.
That's
you know, one of the things I've learned being here in the same studio, which I didn't know, is just Buzz is constantly farting.
Hello. John and Mike show.
Never stop.
Hey, John and Mike. And touching himself.
Right. It's amazing. Yeah. You see all of Buzz's habits. I'm gonna
all the time.
Him, and I'm going to call him Scratch Off Buzz.
Pocket Pool. Hello, John and Mike show.
Caught me.
Hey, you guys.
Hello.
Hey, did you guys watch Different Strokes, When the Laughter Ends?
No, I think Robbie told me he watched it.
It was great.
Ask Rob, how old was the guy playing Gary Coleman? Was he like 60?
Rob, how old was the guy playing Gary Coleman?
If you got Gary Coleman today, he wouldn't look this old.
He looked like James Brown, didn't he?
He did. He looked like 50 years old.
I swear to God.
A deeply lined face. It was terrible. But he was great when he beat up the security guard. And that was, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
This is James Brown.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It is.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, what are you laughing about? You're freaking
what?
Your screener is pissing me off, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, dude.
Charles Manson calling.
Yeah. Right. What can we do for you?
Hey, I seen Dennis Murphy in a mall in Virginia going up the escalator. The up escalator.
You
that
seen
idiot
him?
Fell. I saw him.
You seen him?
I seen him.
You
that
seen
idiot
him.
Fell.
He fell.
He jumped up. He fell standing on an escalator. The idiot fell, and then he jumped up and starts yelling, "It's okay, I'm Dennis Murphy."
Wait a minute. Dennis was in a mall. What mall?
I'm in the mall out in Virginia. What
no,
do you
no,
care?
No. Be specific.
Come on. If you're lying about him, we'll find out. Now, come on.
Fair Oaks Mall. How are you going to find out? What do you know?
What do you know, pal?
What do you know? Your screener pissed me off. That's why I'm all worked up right now, man.
No. Why did the screener piss you off, pal?
Because, man, he hangs up on me.
Hey,
I call
pal.
Back.
Hold on, pal. I got a message for you straight from my ass. Hold on.
Yeah. Hello. That's nice.
That's
right.
I want to tell you something. Anyone who wants to sponsor those parts are not sponsored currently.
No, and today would have been a real red short day.
You know, let me, as a matter of fact,
or a brown...
I thought we had a long-term commitment.
I'm going to call the station and find out how come the farts aren't sponsored anymore.
I thought we really did have a commitment. I even went to that sponsor.
Yeah.
Shocker.
How was it?
It's right next to Great American Buffet.
Is it good?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, it really is.
Terrific.
It's after 5:30, so of course everybody's
up. Broadcasting WJFK.
Hello, this is...
It's Tammy.
Tammy.
Tammy,
hey, Don, how are you? Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tammy. You're running the front desk?
Actually, Colette left for the day because it's after 5:30. I'm just down here doing some things at the fax machine.
Hey, is that somebody going the extra mile and answering the phones when she doesn't have to?
I love Tammy Sachs. Hey, Tammy, is Al Leinwand still there?
Yes, he is.
Can we talk to him, please?
Sure. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you. I talked to the general manager of WJFK. Let's be honest, the puppet. The man who thinks he's the general manager of WJFK.
Absolutely. And this is, we only bother him for some very serious issues.
The Bill Belichick.
He's the general manager
of WJFK.
Guys?
Yeah.
He's actually gone. He left for the day.
He's gone. The powerless figurehead is not there.
He's not there. He's left. Well, that's because we're not there today.
Who is
he? He left early.
Who's there from the sales staff?
Steve Johnson and Tim McWilliams.
Steve Johnson, please.
Put Steve Johnson on.
Hold on 1 second.
I put Steve on, Mike's best friend.
Oh, man.
Steve Johnson.
Great.
Hello?
Steve.
Hey.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, Mike?
It's Mike. I'm here with Don.
What are you guys doing?
Hi, Steve.
Doing?
Don, say hi to Steve.
Hi, Steve. Steve, I didn't know that you and Mike were so tight.
Yeah, we got to be good buddies.
Fantastic. I love shopping for hats with you.
Hats. I was carrying his beer for him. Yeah, it was awesome.
Fantastic, my friend.
Oh, we saw Gary Pash and got cigars together.
Yeah, we did. It was great. It was a great day, and I hope hopefully we can do some more.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, Steve, I'm waiting to get out to Evergreen.
Steve, when is the next time that you think you're going to socialize with Mike?
I don't know. You know, I've been thinking about that lately.
You know, Mike was telling me just today, he'd love to play a round of golf with you.
Hey, I'm thinking Evergreen. I played out there.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Don't mention where I play golf, okay, my friend? I love it when you do, but please don't do it again, all right?
Oh, dang it. I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You know, I'm just not used to this.
Now, Mike told me he wants to take you to a nice public course.
Yeah, I'd like to take you to a nice public course soon.
That would be great.
Maybe sometime next week?
Hey.
Okay,
it's
fantastic.
It's got to be on the weekends, though, you know?
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's going to be
Steve,
tough for me.
Hold on 1 second, Steve. Hold on. Hold
sure.
on. Maybe you don't know. We really don't like Steve. And you see, Mike was socializing with him a few weeks ago, which is this is why this is a funny and awkward moment. Steve generally is...
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Hey, super. Yeah, sick, sick.
Okay. Steve, listen, here's the reason we're calling.
Okay.
The farts on this show, they used to be sponsored, but they're not sponsored anymore.
Well, we got to change that.
Yes, we want to know, can you go out and close a deal, because you're Steve Johnson, the sales maniac, can you close a deal? Because I've had like 3 great farts today that have been unsponsored.
And I think it was maybe Alan that told us that there were 2 or 3 other sponsors that were interested in sponsoring our gastrointestinal explosions.
That's interesting. I don't know if I can do that, but I think I know one person who can.
Who would that
Who's
be?
Who's here?
Who's that?
Who's that?
It's your guy.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
I was just talking to him.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on.
Yeah.
Buzz, do you dislike Steve as much as we do?
I'm not a huge fan of Steve, no.
Yeah, none of us are.
Yeah. Rob?
I don't like anybody.
No, come on, but Rob, really?
Steve? No, absolutely not. He creeps me out.
Mm-hmm.
He creeps us all out.
He does.
Oh, he does. Yeah. And yeah. I was there and, you know, walking around with him, and, you know, it was something I had no choice.
No. Do you think now he really thinks you're his friend?
I hope not. I think I've made it really clear to him that I'm just being sarcastic. I hope he understands.
Hold on. Hey, Steve. Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk to Tim?
He's right here.
Okay, beautiful.
Here
Great.
You
Thank you.
Bye, buddy.
Donnie G, Big Mike.
Hey, Tim.
What do you say, boss?
Hey, Tim. Question. Listen. First, do you think Steve knows that we hate him?
No, he does not. He doesn't have any idea at all.
Okay.
Well, I think that's fine. That's fine.
All right.
Well, then, fine.
Okay. Tim, listen, we need the farts being sponsored again. I've had, like, 3 great farts today, and I've been told that they're not being sponsored.
Yeah, I've heard. I heard Charlie walk in and say it was over. I didn't know it was over.
Hey, Tim, you know, Alan Leinwand had mentioned to me that there were 2 or 3 behind the, you know, the custard people
all
that
right.
were...
I got it. All right.
Are you on top of that?
I'm on top. I can get it done.
Okay, beautiful.
I you know, give me the next week because I got some stuff, you know, hanging right now.
Right, gotcha. Okay, well, listen, give our best to Steve.
I'll pass your love along.
Tell him we miss him.
Okay, Steve, love and kisses from Don and Mike. Okay, he says the same.
You mean he still doesn't have a clue?
Not a slight.
Yeah, look who's telling us that.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
I think Tim might be a little conflicted on that.
Yeah.
I really do. I think for some reason that might be in the, you know, Tim has that, what, how should we say, that soft zone where you can't go, you know what I mean, on certain stuff. And I think that might be in there, you know. There's somebody who... Was it Libby, the new sales lady that got us the first sponsorship?
Yes, yes, it was.
Yeah, maybe she's the one to go out and do it again. You know, she's a rookie.
Oh, well, I ain't calling her. You make that call on your
phone. I'll call her.
Dump that out. Jesus Christ. Hello, did you dump that, Jimmy? Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, you got to help me.
Yes.
I remember you guys had a show a while back where you had a stool specialist that could tell you what your stool meant, how it was shaped.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That was the guy that gave me all the stuff.
The guy who said that you could have like an 8-foot long BM.
And then I did have an 8-foot long BM, and then my doctor told me to go off the stuff, and I still kept it because it was so darn good. He told me, I'm going against my doctor's orders to even have that in the house, but I got all of it. I got every bit of it that he sent.
Well, I'm having the ribbon stool.
Oh,
I don't remember what that means.
Do you remember
means.
What that buzz? Can you help me?
Mike, didn't you have the ribbon stools?
Yeah, I had the ribbon stools, and what it means is you are blocked down there.
Yeah, I had that just before my surgery.
Are you all right? Are you okay, Buzz?
Excuse me, yeah, just before my surgery, I had that, so it's not a good sign.
Buzz had that right before his surgery.
Oh my God!
What it means is really what it means is you got a little problem down there. Might be a little swollen, but you could also decorate a cake.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
No problem. Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot.
Yum yum.
Okay.
I bet he's got ribbons.
Are you talking about anus in the morning?
Yeah.
No, I want to tell you something. It has been 20 years since that guy had a regular bowel move.
It does.
I guarantee nothing comes out anymore.
Stupid idiots.
Coach having touchstones right there, time. Now, Mr. Front Royal.
Another day, no BM.
Now, it's time to call in, be the 100th caller to win $500 with a secret sound. Good luck. Call now, 100th caller, 877-365-3636.
Andy. Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. There are the Toe Tapping Touch Tones. Time for a call 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Andy and Mike, caller 100.
Yes, you are. Hey, what's your name?
John Osterkamp.
John, where are you calling from, buddy?
Anamosa, Iowa.
What?
I was hoping it was Front Royal.
You have won a VHS copy of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, now available in a digitally remastered format on sale at video stores everywhere. But wait, still more. You've qualified for the trip we're giving away tomorrow to Los Angeles to tour the Warner Brothers Studios, courtesy of the WB and ATA Airlines. Watch the all-new Buffy Tuesday night on the WB. Okay, are you ready to go for $500?
I think so.
Okay, you think you have an idea?
Yeah, kind
of. All right, we'll give you 15 seconds after you hear the sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Broadway Bob Goulet.
And we wish you... Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Well, here it is right here. There it is. And in just a moment, if you don't get this sound, we're going to bring in Nadine Kumade from the WNEW staff to give you guys.
As the odds are in my favor.
Yes! Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, oh yes.
For $500... What is that sound?
Is it a time card being punched into a time clock?
No.
We're sorry.
Thank you, though. Hold on, and remember, every guest is a clue for you. Joining us now from the staff of WNEW, Nadine Kumade. The Egyptian Nightmare.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Hello, Nadine.
Hi, how are you?
Nadine, you know, we met her the last time we were here.
Mm-hmm.
She's H-O-T.
Yep.
Very hot. Very Egyptian. Came in the studio. She came in, the first thing she says, she walked in the door, said hello. She said hello. She said, God, it smells like vomit
in
here.
No, you said hello ugly.
Yes, which is something that I say to women who are, hello, follow along.
Yeah.
Hot.
Right.
So naturally, I followed with, hello, uglier.
Yeah.
Uglier.
She had taken that as a compliment.
And then I'm sitting here thinking, boy, I've got some repartee going with her. And then she says, boy, it smells like vomit in here.
and when you told me that she had said that, now I am totally, you know, I'm freaked out by smells anyway. And I'm trying to see if there's a vomit smell in here. And I'm not picking up
but
on it.
You know what? I don't smell it anymore.
And then
really?
She said,
yeah.
And she said, well, maybe it doesn't smell like vomit. Maybe it smells like the soles of shoes.
That's right.
And either way, it's an indictment of the four of us in this room.
Yeah, we always, but don't we, I mean, with all the, you know, with fart jokes aside, don't we pride ourselves seriously in the studio of at least trying, in fact, sometimes trying to smell too good?
Well, yeah, sometimes your perfume is, your perfume.
My perfume?
Very heavy.
You know, the other day, I was coming up in the elevator, and I got off the elevator, and the first thing you said to me was, man, I knew you were here.
Because I could smell you.
My perfume.
Your smell was left in the hallway, it was in the elevator.
Just right before I get out of the car, I do a little spritz. You know, put a little cologne on.
So listen, Nadine, you want to guess?
I've guessed a million things, but they're all wrong.
Yeah, right.
You're not going to give me a hint, are you?
Didn't I give both you and Mike hints during the commercials?
Okay. Both Nadine and I do not know what the secret sound
can
is.
Can I say what the hints you gave me are?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Because that would be giving everybody a fair chance.
All right, is it...
Okay, don't say it. Write it down.
Write it down.
Write it down. There's a piece of paper. Write it down.
And like everybody else on the staff, you will be told if you get it right.
What are you doing here, Nadine?
I'm a sales assistant.
Right. Wonderful.
Boy, you guys are forgetful.
Yes.
You ask me this every time.
Hey, did we not say, I mean, I remembered your name, right? And Don remembered your name. And Rob remembered your name. And
yes,
both remembered your name.
Thank you. I do feel honored. Thank you.
There you go.
Toilet stuff. No.
Why are you going to write it if you're going to...
Well, because
I
read
right.
it because you were wrong.
All right.
All right, so she's scratching through toilet stuff.
And I think we all agree that Nadine obviously is listening to the show. She's obsessed with the secret sound.
Uh-huh. Yes, I can't sleep at night until I know what it is.
Faucet stuff, no.
Okay.
Nadine, are stuff. You listening every night to our show on WNEW here in New York?
Mm-hmm,
good.
Yes.
Good.
What is it with stuff?
Because I can't point my finger on it exactly. I have no clue.
All right, from now on, if you want to take a guess, there has to be some kind of penalty.
Okay.
If you're wrong, there has to be a penalty.
Oh, no.
Are you familiar with how we penalize on this show sometimes?
No, I'm not. I'm afraid to hear this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You can keep guessing, but for every guess you get wrong, you have to take something off.
Get out of here!
Okay, well...
That much.
I know you're not. So,
but that's only fair.
You want to keep guessing?
This is not a nude guessing game.
It is if you're in here.
You just changed the rules.
Okay, well then no more guesses for you.
No. I'm going to guess one more. But
You can guess one more if you play by the new rules.
Uh-oh.
Well then, we're not going to accept your guess. What did you write down, Buzz?
She says she listens at night.
Yeah.
So I wrote down, what do you wear when you listen at night?
Buzz, just go ahead and ask yourself.
Well,
yeah, you're the one
today.
You don't get in trouble. You are wound up today.
Yeah. Man, oh man.
I'll tell you, it's my waterproof radio, so I'm listening in the shower.
Do you take a shower in the evening?
Yeah, for 4 hours while I listen to you guys.
Wow.
Really?
4 hour shower.
Aren't you glad I asked?
No, I wish you would have asked. I just had her write down stuff for her. Just ask her, Buzz. All right, Nadine.
So it has nothing to do with toilet stuff or anything like that.
Stuff. Toilet stuff.
Has Ken Stevens...
Is it anything that has to do with
Ken Stevens
the top part of my body?
At any point...
Mm.
At any,
you know, like my head.
At any point, has Ken Stevens tried to kiss you? Since he's been the general manager of WNEW?
No.
Really?
Has he called you into his office under the guise of something sales related and then just sat behind his desk and gone...
No.
Okay.
I don't think he knows who I am.
Really? Has he made a sloppy drunken pass at you yet?
No. But hold on. At the party we had like 2 weeks ago, he was so nice. He was talking to me and stuff.
Sure.
Shocker.
Really shocking.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet he saw you as soon as you came into the room.
Did he ask you to tug on his skin tags?
No.
Have you noticed those little skin tags that Ken has? Those little like... Yeah, you have, right. Tempting to pull on them, isn't it?
At any time did Ken come up to you at that party and say, I'm Ken Stevens and the world is my oyster?
No.
Did he say that?
No. Okay. He was telling me about taking the shuttle and how long it takes and...
Yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah, what an important man he is.
Taking the shuttle and how far, far, far away he is from home.
But I was just happy with any conversation because he's never spoken to me.
So. Really?
Yeah, it was quite
And you found him to be an interesting...
Did you find him to be charming?
Yes, he's so nice.
He's so nice.
He's so nice.
Well, he's nice to me.
That's incredible.
Really?
So you, I guess...
Maybe it was the alcohol.
I guess he was so nice you were able to get by his somewhat disturbing appearance.
Nadine, did he mention at any time that he's a widower?
No, he did not.
Okay.
No, he did not.
All right. Well, that's very surprising that Ken Stevens would take time out of his busy day to talk with you, Nadine.
He didn't at any time fall on his knees and like grab you around the knees and cry and say, "I'm so lonely."
No, I was drunk. I wouldn't remember if that did happen.
All right, very good. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have one more guest? Go ahead.
Because you've answered all these questions about
Ken. I feel like
Ken.
I'm being put on the spot now. I have to think of it.
Really? You think so?
Well, you've obviously been thinking about the secret sound quite a bit because you listen every night.
Yeah, it annoys me that I don't know what it is.
All right, one more guest. Go ahead.
I'm going to try and get Rob drunk so he could tell me what it is because I know he knows
Rob.
It.
She's going to try
and
be. You
drunk. Don knows it too.
Yes. Yes, I do. You
I
could
was
never
him before.
Pry it out of me.
You're the only two that know.
Go ahead and try. Try to pry.
Try. Why pry?
If I remove a piece of clothing, you'll give me a better hint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you just yesing me?
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
No. Hold on, Nadine. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm holding for Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Do you know Larry King's wife is due this week?
Yes, with Cannon King.
He was on Entertainment Tonight. He was at the premiere for Dinosaur with his large wife and his baby.
Was he starring in? Larry King is the star. Larry King plays the role of the T-Rex.
Larry Frog.
Larry and Marty. Hi, Marty plays the Velociraptor.
Have you spoken with his family?
What? Have we spoken with his family?
With Sean's family.
Oh, you mean like calling the in-laws? No.
Yes.
We only do that bit when something big happens. We'll call them when...
When the baby's born.
When the baby's born.
And everything's fine.
Any idea where they are? Are they in L.A.? Or are they...
Sir, we don't stalk Larry King. I don't know.
You sound like you're a little more obsessed with the King family than we are.
I had an incident with him one time.
Ah, here we go.
What was the incident?
It was years ago. He had just interviewed Sharon Stone, and he'd also interviewed a woman who was Judy Nelson, I think Martina's lover. And I bumped into him in a bookstore in Washington.
Hi,
I'm Larry King. Yeah.
What? I just said, "How you doing?" And I said, "You had a good interview last night. Sharon Stone actually spoke with you because she wasn't talking to Letterman or whatever." And he said, "She was into me."
She was into me.
She was into
That's
me.
That's Larry. That's Larry all the way.
But then it got worse. He then said about the lesbian woman. He said, "I could tell she was into me also."
Hey, I believe it.
Yeah.
I totally believe it.
Well, it sounds like something he would say.
Oh,
right?
It sounds like it's coming out of his mouth.
She was into me.
She was totally into me. Hey, thanks for saying hi to me in the bookstore.
She was into me.
And I wish she could have stayed overnight.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, goodbye. Okay, Nadine, are you ready for one more guess?
She said she wanted a hint.
It depends. What are you going to take off? Your shirt?
No.
No? You have a bra on.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it would have to be your shirt.
Or the bra trick.
Yeah, the bra trick would be fine.
Are you familiar with the bra trick?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So what do you think?
She wants
but
a hint.
But is the hint worthy?
Will it be a good hint, Don? I don't know
it
the secret
worth
sound.
It because I can't even win.
I know you can't because you work here.
Right.
I know. So, yeah, it would be worth it. It would be a good hint.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What's it going to be?
Wish we had a drum roll.
You do.
We do back at the station.
You have it in the free play.
Oh, is it in here?
We
really?
Do. We have a drum roll.
Okay.
All right. Drum roll, please.
We get the drum roll.
Very good. Nadine is moving to the back of the studio now. Seems
can
to be
cover that door?
Yeah, cover that door, please, for the perverts out there.
All right, here we go.
Somebody go cover that door.
I'll do that.
All right, okay. Here you go. Thank you, Buzz.
Way to go, Buzz.
Good job,
okay,
Buzz.
Nadine's going to do the bra trick right now.
All right, the bra trick.
Okay, we're trying to find the timpani. Found it.
Beautiful. Yeah, the timpani.
Here we go.
And then she will be given a hint. Now, Nadine
are you ready?
Is doing...
Yes,
we're ready.
Yes, ready for the bra trick.
Doing the bra trick.
She's taking her bra off.
We're observing.
Underneath for her shirt. Her shirt.
There we go. And
yes, very nicely done.
Oh, yes.
Very nicely done.
Very nice.
Okay. And here is your hint.
Now, Don is writing the hint down. This is just for Nadine, right? You're not making this public?
Nope, I'm not.
All right, very good. It's cold in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, he's writing down the hint right now.
Okay, Nadine? Okay, just look at that. Don't show that to Mike. Don't show that to Buzz. Okay?
See, I don't even get to see that, Nadine.
Did you see what I wrote down?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wrote it on the marker, right?
Yeah, that's right in front of you. Only three words.
Okay.
In the...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's your hint.
He wants it back. He wants to destroy it.
That's your hint. Now, you can write down a guess if you want.
All right, she's going to write down a guess. Do you have any better idea now that you've gotten that hint?
Okay, I'm going to give you one more hint.
All right.
I'll give you one more hint.
All right.
Hello.
Buzz is holding up newspaper over the window.
Okay, no looking, Mike. Hold on.
I won't look, I promise.
All right, one more thing, Dale.
All right. Let's see what's happening here. Are you giving her hints that are going to allow her to guess it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Here's your next hint. You can read that one out loud.
Okay, what did he put on the paper? What's on the paper, Nadine?
You're a homo.
Me?
Yeah.
Mike's a homo?
Mike is a homo.
Oh, right there, you. That's not a hint. Give her. You said you'd give her another hint.
All right, one more. Okay, really. This one's real, okay? Hold on now. Okay.
What's he writing down?
A hint.
No, it's not. It's going to be something mean about me.
No, it's not.
You can't peek. Don't look at that.
You've already read this one.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is quite fun up here in the studios of WNEW in New York City.
That hint is just for you, Nadine.
Okay.
All right, let me see it. Let me see it again. Now, I won't say it.
Don't read that one on the air, though.
Let me see it.
Okay. Don't let Buzz see it.
All right.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll show it to Buzz.
Here,
what the hell? Let Buzz see it. What I wrote. Buzz has colon cancer.
You're killing me.
That was the latest hint. Buzz has colon cancer.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. All right. Here's your real hint.
Now we're waiting for the real hint. Now it's Is the rule still applying? I mean, you gave her one hint. Was it a good hint that you gave her?
No, this will be...
You give her a good hint?
All right.
Are you enjoying the game, Nadine?
Yes, I am.
Very good.
I feel like I'm being teased here.
No, okay. No, we're just... This is fun.
Okay, this one really don't show to anybody. That is the real hint. Okay? That's it. Okay. Can I have it back?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, do you have an idea? If you do, you want to write it down, because we can't tell her.
Christ, I couldn't be more specific.
But I already guessed that, and you said no.
No, you didn't guess. Think about what you guessed already. All right, listen, get out of here. Get out of here, Nadine.
Let's have a nice round of applause for Nadine.
Nadine.
Thanks
thank
for playing
you.
The game with us.
Thank you, Nadine. Thanks for doing the broad trick.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful trick.
Too bad about Buzz, isn't it?
It's very a shame. You might want to give him a little sympathy hug.
Too
on the
bad
way
about
there.
Buzz. But don't give a hug to Mike.
No.
Mike the homo.
This was fun. Do you have any idea now based on his hint?
A slight one.
A slight, because I don't know what the hint
but
was, so.
I'm thinking something.
Right, well,
still wouldn't make that sound.
Rob, tell her. Just whisper it in her ear.
A pretty girl comes
because
in and
I'm
she gets
special.
Sold.
Yeah, okay. But you have to promise you don't tell anybody here. All right, everybody. Quiet now while Rob tells Nadine what the secret sound is.
Yeah.
Okay?
It is, I swear to God.
Huh? See?
Yeah.
Right? Now, don't...
I'm going to go do it now and see if it makes that noise.
Okay, that's a good hint.
Thank you, Nadine. Come on, Nadine. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Nadine.
I promise I'm sworn to secrecy.
Okay, but come on, you've already given a hint. Now, get out of here now.
Okay.
Come on, get out of here.
All right,
there she goes.
You.
See you later.
There's Nadine helping everybody.
I'll talk to you in a second.
With the secret sound. Don't you tell him.
I won't.
You can't tell.
She's going to go do it right now. Going to do it right now.
Okay. Yeah, keep noodling it through.
Okay, well, I'm gay. And Buzz?
Yes, I have colon cancer.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I hope to keep a secret a little longer, but
that was fun. You know, we got one person here that's a buddy. We already have a new buddy here at this station.
No, we got two.
We got two Pete.
Nadine and Pete.
That's right, absolutely. Right.
Pete the engineer and Nadine the girl who works upstairs.
More to come.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Bring Rockhead back.
Please, come on. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. Caller 100.
Caller 100? We're not doing the contest. We're just playing it with Nadine.
Oh, okay.
Do you know I have a theory now on this game? I really do believe the more difficult you make these secret sounds, the better it is, because people start getting almost obsessed with them. Because
like
the more wrong guesses. I'll be honest with you, that's all I'm thinking about. And we just had the broad trick performed in here, and I'm just thinking about the secret sound. It was killing me when Rob was telling her what it was, and now I'm going to really try really hard to figure out the secret sound.
Well, that's the best compliment that this contest can get. Here's a girl who works at the radio station,
right?
Who's sick of listening to radio all day long. That's the first thing she says. She comes in. What is the sound?
Hello, Don and Mike show. I got it.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some breaking news for you from out here in California. I'm going to scoop Buzz.
Now, hold on. Mike is writing down what he believes the answer to be right now.
I got it. That's all I've been thinking of.
That's close. Touché.
Very close.
Touché.
Okay,
good.
Okay, what's your breaking news?
They're talking about Ellen DeGeneres. She's dead, they say, on the news.
Oh, come on. They do not.
Liar.
They do not. This is going to be some joke like she was found face down in Veronica Lake. Am I right?
Come on. Eddie hangs up.
Right. Got you.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. Please, for the love of Christ, turn down your radio.
All right.
Please.
Hello?
Yes, turn down your radio, please.
There's a bomb on the moon. Eddie, I swear I can see you from here.
All right. Goodbye. Listen. All right, just do a break, Jimmy. We will be right back.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here we are, and you are on the air. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hola.
Don and Mike,
yeah.
Radio God.
Hey, my friend.
I got a quick question.
Yes.
Let me ask you something.
You want to ask us something?
Yeah, I'm from public schools.
Okay.
Have you ever had sex with your wife and her crotch stinks?
Oh. Mike, why don't you take that one first?
Absolutely not.
Me either.
Not that I can ever remember.
Me either. How about you, Buzz?
Honestly,
well,
never.
I got this girlfriend, and I know she's clean.
She's decent.
Yeah, but sometimes her crotch stinks. I want to know, what do I do to, you know, don't be mean to it. What do I do to be nice and tell her, you know, hey, you know, only reason why I'm not going downtown.
Right, you know, here's what you do, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this involves more work.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the real answer would be, you know, get her in the tub before you have sex with her.
Absolutely.
You know, and make it like a romantic thing where you're getting her in the tub under the ploy of...
You're giving some real sex advice here.
Yeah. You know, you get her in the tub and you say, honey, I'm going to light some candles and I'm going to put on some music. And really,
right,
the whole time, you get out that loofah and you just scrub.
And then right before you're going to get into bed, after you get out of the tub, you have one of those Christmas tree air fresheners and hang it around your neck.
Okay, I'm gonna try that.
No. All right,
thanks.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good advice. Bye-bye.
It'll be like making love in the pine.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I would like the VAS TV's MJF.
We need more than TV.
Michael J. Fox.
Very good.
Oh, I thought he said MJF.
MJF. Okay, all right.
He'd be great with that Parkinson's disease, baby.
Oh, God.
He'd be shaking.
My God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering if I could talk to Charles Brewerhill, if that's possible.
Why is that?
Well, I won the rental mortgage contest.
Yes?
I haven't seen a check.
It's another happy Don Mike contest winner.
And you've been making love to a gin bottle ever since that, sir?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was like 3 weeks ago, right? You got to give us like at least a month to get the check to you.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done that contest a lot of times, and you do get the money. That's the important thing.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. It's the last place you want to complain, though, if you're not getting stuff. You do call the business office.
Right.
Believe it or not, you will be treated much more fairly if you call the main business office.
We treated them plenty fair.
We treated them fairly, but, you know, are you going to run down and, like, write the guy's name down or anything like that?
No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, buddy.
Hi.
That gentleman that called earlier about the problem with the smelling parts.
Yes, the stinky, yes.
Don't know the right word. Anyway, once you get past the smell, you got it licked.
All right, thank you.
Tedious.
Nice bush.
Thank you.
So, and then they hang up.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Like he's ever been there. Like he's really ever been there. And I bet if he was there, it would stink. But like he's ever been there.
All you have is like holes in different magazines from his tongue.
That's good. Hello, Don and Mike show. Where he's had oral sex with Miss May, Miss June.
Do you remember way back when, I don't know what magazine it was, when they came out with the original magazine that was the Scratch and
Sniff? Scratch and Sniff.
Every radio station in America had a copy of it.
Yes.
And by the end of the day, there was like this tiny little strip that was just gone, completely eroded away by the constant scratching.
But it didn't really smell like that.
It smelled like some sort of perfume.
Yes, or like Herbal Essence shampoo or something like that.
They didn't really go for the authentic smell.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, can you put all the pictures of the people, like, on the website?
How old are you?
13.
13. Call us in 5 years, son. Hello. Although the pictures of Charlie Broyhill wearing the penis mask and being dominated are currently up on www.2exposed.com. I know that because they have the picture of Charlie wearing the penis mask on many of the computers here at WNEW as a screensaver.
I think that's great.
Hello.
Hello, boo-boo.
Oh, hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to let you know that I didn't take that bracelet back. I just bought another one. With your money.
All right. Thank you, honey. Well, I make it. You spend it.
Yes, and by the time you get back, I'm going to have another BMW. I'm going to buy it with your money.
Okay. Love you, honey.
I love you, Sugar Bear.
Bye-bye.
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 That was my wife.
Don's wife calling.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I was wondering if you ever got a hold of Mr. Holmes for that movie he was going to make.
Mr. Holmes?
Yeah. John Holmes, that is.
You know, it wasn't John Holmes, it was Ron Jeremy.
That's right.
That's
Ron Jeremy. John Holmes, I hate to break the news to you, is dead.
Thank God.
And Ron Jeremy was going to do the porn movie featuring all people who have the HIV.
That's right, people that are HIV positive.
We put a call into Ron Jeremy, have not heard back.
Mm-hmm. Well, he needs to call because I still need to get my money for those damn T-shirts, man.
Oh, it's this guy again, John Holmes
man.
Guy. This is not a guy who's calling with a joke, with a tired joke.
No, it's not at all.
I remember you. This is a guy who actually started the John Holmes fan club.
Absolutely.
And printed up T-shirts and never got money from John the Wad Holmes.
You know, when Ron Jeremy comes in here, I bet the studio will smell like vomit.
Hey, can I give a shout-out to a couple buddies?
Yes.
I got a buddy, the pool man, Aaron. Shout-out. And I got the paint man, Paul. Paulie Wormuth. Later.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Paint man and pool man.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. What am I doing here? Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm dreaming of a vaginismus Christmas.
No. It's that time. It's the witching hour.
Yes, it is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Nipples.
Is this Nipple Guy?
Yeah.
Nipple Guy, turn your radio down.
Okay.
And I thought we'd broken you of the habit of being the Nipple Guy.
Oh.
And are you another underage caller to this program, Nipple Guy?
No.
How old are you?
21.
Is this the real Nipple Guy?
Yes.
Let me hear your real standard patented nipple. It's a nipple guy.
Yes, okay.
But the last time you called, didn't we break you of that habit? Didn't you just become a regular caller?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Right, well, the last time you called, didn't we break you of the whole nipple guy thing?
I think you did, actually.
Hey, your radio's still turned up.
And it's down.
All right, now it is.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything to say this time besides your Tourette's-like obsession with saying nipple?
Not really, but I love nipples.
Your own?
I'd like to suck on yours, too.
No. Okay.
Nipple guy.
Oh, my God.
That's a disqualification.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Bob.
Hey, buddy.
Calling from Big Country, Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when you talked about that scratch and sniff, it brought me back to the memories of 7th grade, locker room, 1,500 guys standing around one magazine all saying, yeah, that's what it smells like. That's what it smells like.
That's right. Yeah.
It really is. Yeah, that's it.
Was it not only 1,500 guys?
In the meanwhile, you know they've only been rooting around their sister's underwear.
You know, and I think if memory serves me right, I believe it was a redhead.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Did you ever know a guy in school who really, and I did really, and I'll tell you the guy's name. The guy's name was A.J. Wiseman.
Oh, God.
Who really came in. I must have been like in 10th grade,
right,
who really came in one day after a weekend and said, smell my fingers.
Oh, absolutely.
And I remember...
That was our era. That was done many times.
I remember smelling his fingers and going, wow, god damn.
Oh, it was like he had a trophy.
And he had a line of guys...
That was taking a shower with his hand outside the shower.
Right, yeah. So
absolutely.
That he wouldn't wash the smell. He had gotten the smell on his fingers on Saturday night and waited until Monday
to share it with his friends.
So that we could all really smell his fingers. His name was Alan Wiseman.
You know, that is... you know,
swear to God.
You might be grossed out by that story, ladies and gentlemen, but that is true adolescence right there.
Really? Smell my fingers. He was wearing a Philadelphia Flyers jersey. I remember the day...
He had like eight guys around him, too, everybody catching a whiff.
Yeah.
And everybody thinking he was, like, really special.
He was the first.
He was the first.
Smell my fingers. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I was wondering when you guys are going to play the vaginal monologue game again.
Oh, did we just do it, like, 2 days ago?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Soon.
Soon? Okay.
Yes, okay.
So I have something all written up and ready for you guys when you do.
You got something prepared, but you're just going to have to be patient. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Put a sock in it. in your vagina.
You know, I was thinking about that, too. You ever think that maybe he wasn't being 100% legit?
Uh-oh.
Do you ever think there was a chance, you know, now that you know now what you might have not known then?
You know, I don't, at that point, I didn't have a point of reference.
Right, right.
But after all, his name was AJ.
Shut up, Rob. No, I believe it was true.
You know why it was true? It was true because you couldn't fake that. You wouldn't, and this is gross, I'm going into really gross territory here. You wouldn't know enough to fake that.
No, we were too dumb back then.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And we all knew the girl.
Oh, well.
And it was like he pointed her out to us. Well, there she is.
She was a superstar that day, I bet.
Smell.
Absolutely.
Smell my hand.
All the guys walking down the hallway kind of looking at her.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey, I got a better story than that. This guy in ninth grade, when I was in high school, he came in one day and said, smell my breath.
Okay.
All right, come on. My story was true, please.
No, really. This was true. His name was
Florida. Hello, Don and Mike show. Goodbye. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just talked to you a few minutes ago, but I had another question for you regarding relationships.
Well, if you talked to us just a few minutes ago, why are you talking to us again?
Because you guys take a lot more calls when you're in New York, and that's cool.
Yeah, I don't trust
you. I don't know. I don't trust you either.
You
Thank
sound
you.
Like trouble with a capital T.
Hello, Don and Mike show. He didn't sound like a guy we just talked to, did he?
No, and if he was talking about that sex call, that was a brother that was calling.
Yes, he was, because he said, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Went to public school. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is B. Arthur's vagina.
Yes, B. Arthur's vagina.
Man, am I parched.
Okay. All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Let's go to news now.
Yeah.
Time to go to news and comment.
How about that segue?
There was no gracious way to segue out of it.
No, you can't get from B. Arthur's vagina to news very easily.
No, you can't, but we just did it. It's time now for news and comments.
Yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
right?
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz?
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Tonight, will New York say yes to a gay marriage proposal?
Oh.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Some VAFing in the news.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Listen, Jimmy. Jimmy, the board operator. Let me get this straight. Jimmy, can you hear me?
Oh, Jimmy.
Hello.
Okay. Listen, sorry to pry you away from whatever you were doing. We're about to go to break.
Yeah.
After I play the thing saying, stay tuned for news and comments, I'm going to say, that was very, and Mike's going to say,
beautiful. Right.
And then you hit the spot.
Okay.
Okay, beautiful. What were you doing, incidentally?
Toy is actually running the board. I'm sitting on the side, but I grabbed the microphone.
Were you running the board at the beginning of the show?
I was.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, please stay tuned. Stay tuned for news and comments.
Oops. Oh, it's in the wrong one? Here we go. Okay.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments. Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
finger professional.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right? night.
Right.
All summer. We'll be here most weeks, at least a couple of days.
Yeah.
From WNEW. Time now for News with Buzz. Buzz sponsored by the new Glen Ellen. Good taste is within your reach. Now here is Guy Birdley.
Not to be outdone by Vermont, Democrats in New York State are considering backing marriage rights for gays and lesbians. At least they're studying the idea because, quoting one official, we believe the time for it has come.
Yeah.
Last month, Vermont became the first state to allow same-sex couples the same property, tax, and inheritance rights as traditional couples.
I'd like to AFRG. Who's RG?
Well, let's just say I hope he becomes the next senator.
Right, you could give him a prostate check.
Absolutely.
Right, Rudy Giuliani.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the bitch he's with, though?
Oh, yeah.
He left one bitch for another one.
I know, it's disgusting.
You know who I'd like to hang out?
Who?
Hillary Clinton. She's a bigger man than any of them.
There you go. You go, girlfriend.
A spokesman for Hillary says she supports the idea of gay marriages for New York. Republicans are against it.
Of course she might be in one someday.
No, no.
Jesus. Republicans against it. Even some Democrats say it could be a legal problem since New York doesn't even recognize common law marriages between men and women.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if they were all common law?
Yes.
Wish we had the crickets.
She stands alone there, Mike.
What the heck is wrong with Matthew Perry? The Friends star checked into a hospital several weeks ago with flu-like symptoms. Back then, his publicist told reporters what was going on.
I got a picture. Keep going. I got a picture of him in the tabloids here.
He looked puffy and fat when I saw him.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Well, he's put on weight ever since he got out of rehab, which he went into for taking pills, diet pills, I guess. He did have a prescription pill problem. This time, his publicist wanted to head off any rumors about that by coming out with this flu thing, but now the flu-like symptoms have turned into severe stomach pains the doctors have not been able to pinpoint.
I got his picture in one of these tabloids where they show him before and show him now.
Hey, I wonder if he's got the Vish colon like you and me, Buzz.
After all this time, doctors are still stumped about what's ailing the 30-year-old. His publicist says he was well enough, though, to take part in a conference call that had all six of the Friends signing fat new contracts last week.
All right, here's Matthew Perry before.
Okay. He looks kind of chunky.
And here he is now. These have not been altered.
No, I think it's the other way around, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
This is him before and this is him now.
Well, he looks better now.
I think so.
Yeah,
he looks better. He looks kind of roly-poly.
In a desperate effort to slim down, Matthew Perry mixed an herbal diet supplement and no-carb diet with hazardous results.
Wow.
So there he is before and there he is now. Matthew Perry.
An herbal, no-carb diet.
No-carb diet, right.
Look at how thin he was. I mean, I wish I had that.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Be worth dying.
Yeah, it really would.
Be worth dying to be that thin.
You know, if he was doing that protein thing, maybe he messed up his, his plumbing.
Oh, I hope that's not the case.
Because sometimes that happens.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
It's been a wild couple of days. Really, Charlie?
Oh, Charlie.
It's been a wild couple of days when it comes to guys, weapons, and meetings. Today in Houston, a man with a hand grenade brought a stockholders meeting to a screeching halt, and then investors went running for the exits.
Hi, John.
The 72-year-old was a former employee who now faces charges of making a terrorist threat, even though the grenade turned out to be a dud.
I'm a stockholder, and I vote.
Everyone found out it was a dud when he pulled the pin. Yesterday...
The difference. If it was Liddy, it wouldn't have been a dud. It would be a real grenade.
There you go, suckers.
A real grenade from WW2.
That's right.
That he pulled out of some Nazi's hand.
It'd be like in that Gordon Gekko, you know, where they're all sitting up on the stage and he'd just hurl it up there. Ha ha, there you go. Time for some new management.
And yesterday, a man disrupted a congressional hearing in Washington by threatening to kill himself with a couple of big broken glass bottles.
I'll tell you, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. This is sharp glass. I'm going to take this bottle, the one in my right hand and my left hand, and then I'm just going to stab my head.
He was also hauled away by security guards.
Goodbye.
Ever try the frozen pasta from a company called Maria's? Maybe you have some in the freezer.
What's wrong with it?
Today, officials in Massachusetts are trying to force that company to destroy 5,000 pounds of pasta after dead rodents and rodent droppings were found in its plant.
In the sauce?
No, it's they make pasta.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if sauce comes with it, if it's in the sauce, what the hell?
Well, I guess it can float off the pasta into the sauce.
Mm.
Inspectors say they also found a buildup of rodent urine.
Ben.
A buildup.
The two of us need look no more.
So who ratted him out?
An inspector who also found a buildup of rodent urine on a pasta dryer and other processing equipment.
Yeah, but who can really tell? You can't taste the rodent urine.
Rob
just wrote a joke.
Fettuccine del mouse pee.
Okay.
It's from the mind of Rob Spiewak, everybody. Head writer of the Don and Mike show.
Needed those crickets again.
Sure did, Mike.
Time Warner's cable decision to yank the plug on ABC a couple of weeks ago could cost that company some big bucks. It's already cost them some customers in New York. About 30,000 people have already asked for the coupon to make the free switch from cable to satellite. Wall Street says each cable customer makes up about $5,000 of a company's worth. So if 30,000 people bail, that's $150 million. And even if only half of them bail, it's still a lot of money. And that's
ESMB, right? It's Heidi's son, Mr. Bigglesworth.
They blew that. And that's just in New York.
Boy, Michael Eisner's got to be high-fiving everybody.
Somebody told me that, what does Mel want to buy? I mean, I know he wants to buy everything.
No, I know what you're talking about. He wants to buy...
Disney?
No, he wants to buy something else that's huge.
That's what I heard was that
really?
Disney, that he wanted to buy Disney.
Wow.
You read that thing in the paper today about him? Robbie, where's the paper?
The thing where he's...
Hold on.
God?
Listen to this.
I think it's in the TV column.
Listen to this.
Our boss.
The greatest boss ever.
Is it network?
He's the best. Network. Let me read this to you. Hold on a second. Today in the Washington Post. Okay. Yesterday they had the CBS affiliates meeting where they trot out the new shows and Letterman comes out and Faith Hill comes out.
Bette Midler.
Uh-huh. David Copperfield. And let me see. Faith Hill sang a really nice song. We sat through a movie in which CBO Network CEO Leslie Moonves... We've had him on the show, right?
Yeah, we've talked to him.
Leslie Moonves played Moses, and yes, he parted the Red Sea and spoke to God, played by Viacom president and COO Mel Karmazin.
There you go.
Who didn't want the role because he thought it was a demotion.
That it sounds like our guy.
And then God came down and said, "What haven't I done for you?" That's what God said. And then God said, "Can you get my son a pass for the Super Bowl?"
Don't you wish we'd have a copy of that movie? I'd like to see it.
Yes, I do.
I would truly like to see that.
Well, the good news for viewers is this cable versus network
battle.
I'd
like to say, great casting.
Absolutely.
I could think of no one else better.
I want to say that the reason I'd like to see it, because I know it would be just wonderful acting and a very amusing piece. Not to make fun of it or anything.
No. Born for the part.
Mm, absolutely.
Born for the part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the only.
That's right. Because I don't want to say anything that's going to make anybody raise their eyebrows.
Right. Do you think he had the cufflinks on the end of his rope?
I just think it's good. It's really good when people that aren't behind, in front of the camera, go on camera. I like that.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it's a breath of fresh air.
Rest assured, this cable versus network battle won't happen again anytime soon. Time Warner has just reached long-term deals with both NBC and the more cantankerous ABC.
Cantankerous.
Something stinks. We have to do a break, Buzz.
All right.
Everybody, we'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
I think we have 5 girls signed up for the Dewey Beach Ice House with Homo Joe.
I predict the beach house is going to be better than ever this year.
We will get one last girl on tomorrow's episode. Dennis Murphy is set going to the prom with Cheryl this weekend.
Excellent.
Along with her dad. You will hear everything about that on Monday's episode. And tomorrow we will give away a trip to Los Angeles on this show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, my friend. Hello.
Hey, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're talking to us.
Oh, hey. Okay, sorry, Bill. Hey, I heard a rerun of one of y'all's shows where y'all were adding anus to the end of a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Try this sometime when you're sitting at home watching, like, the preview channel.
Okay.
It's pretty fun, man. You can just put anus at the end of anything, like Win Ben Stein's anus.
Okay, but you're right. We did do that, and then we reran it again.
Right.
Yeah.
Very similar to what we were doing with Cunny, only it was months ago.
Right. Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
You know what it proves to me also? I was thinking, as he was going down that road, I was saying to myself, well, we haven't done it in a few months, and now maybe since we haven't done it, he's going to say one, and then, no. It didn't work.
Well, you could do the same thing with Cunny as anus. It
right.
could be.
Absolutely.
When Ben signs Cunny. I mean, you know, it could be.
Sure.
The Cunninator. It could be any, virtually any movie.
Right.
You know, Money Talks, Cunny's Hawk.
Was that Gladiator you were doing, or was
yeah.
it Terminator?
No, it was Gladiator. You were.
Cunninator.
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 Cunninator. Hold on, let me see what's on the line here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. All right, nobody. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi, Buzz. It's a good thing you're here with more news and comment. Hello.
Don and Mike show?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Okay, never mind. Buzz,
hey, I'm sorry. I didn't realize
that
it was you guys.
Know
wow.
That was a mistake to go back to the phones. Buzz, what's next in your pile of news?
The cat fight has begun over who will replace Kathy Lee Gifford on the morning show with Regis. The View's Lisa Ling has been campaigning hard for the job.
I am a Chinese girl, and I would love to sit next to Regis Philbin.
Hello, Mr. Philbin.
Hello, Regis.
I have a good time with you.
Regis Philbin.
I only have one request.
Why's that?
I say you escort that Michael Gearman. You get lead of Michael Gearman. Then you and I have good time together.
Well, what's her name again?
Lisa Ling.
Lisa Ring.
Whoa.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Legis. This is Lisa Ring.
Welcome to the Legis and Lisa Ring show.
It'd be Legis.
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 Legis Freeband.
Legis Freeband and Lisa Ring. Hello.
Hello.
But later today's Florence Henderson says Lisa is too young. Florence says...
And Florence is too old.
There you go.
She says Lisa would make Regis look too old. And the former Brady mom says, and I quote, I'm funny. Plus, I didn't sleep around like Sybil Shepherd.
But listen, if they want an old bag, they might as well get Regis's wife to do the show.
Ah, that's what you're still hoping for because you still have the hots for her.
No, I think Joy Philbin has the best one-on-one with Regis. They have a really great chemistry together.
You know why? And I think I know why you like that.
Why?
I think that Joy Philbin is your ideal woman in a way. I think that Joy Philbin, you like the way she, because I know the
there's
style.
No doubt she is subservient to Regis.
She totally defers to Regis on that. She gives Regis.
Well, you know what they say, you always want what you can't have.